And welcome to In-Game Chat for Thursday, December 17th, 2009, the Chesty Gyllenhaal episode. Welcome to the show. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm Dennis.
Hey, I'm Jeremy.
I'm RJ.
I'm Dave.
Damn, that's a full crowd. What's the word on Matt?
Huh?
When's Matt coming back?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Okay. He doesn't even know, actually, from what we've heard. Anyway, welcome to the show.
He's probably going to be the last person to know.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hopefully, sometime between when Dave has to go off to his next.
Right. To fill that void.
Right.
Welcome to the show, and don't forget you can always get in touch with us over at colonyofgamers.com. We've got forums there. You can talk to us there, which you do, and we thank you. Also, you can send us email, everyone at ingamechat.net. You can tweet to us at ingamechat, and you can call us 201-7-INGAME, INGAME. You can leave a voicemail for us and we'll play it back on the air. So, what do we talk about tonight? We had a lot of stuff.
VGAs. Lots of trailers.
Lots of trailers.
Game announce. Played some stuff. You know, some things. Whatever. Like what? I don't give a shit.
That's why you have an entire episode to listen to.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for you.
You got a full episode to listen to.
What are you going to do? I'm going to tell you what we talked about and then you're going to leave.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really want to do that.
God damn it. I never went back at the end to talk about the Saboteur spoilers.
No, you did. You always do that.
I do?
Every time we do it, yes, in the intro all the time, you're like, oh, holy shit, I forgot about this. Let me put this in real quick.
this time I like said, like, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, too late.
I didn't, so.
Doomed. Next time.
So we got no, and then we got doom. So that's great. Anyway, this is the last episode you'll hear for until we come back from all this fucking holiday shit going on. So not until January will you hear from us again. So enjoy this rather long episode. And that's it. We'll be back later. So enjoy. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it. It's the year end for us. What year is this for us?
2009.
This is our third year. Fucker. 3 years. We really appreciate you guys listening throughout the year. So thank you very much. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing. So as long as you guys are there to listen. Thanks.
Shut up already.
Get on the fucking show.
So anyway, it should set your mind a little bit at ease.
It will. I'm sending a tweet out. Somebody asked for a picture of us all in the studio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, I'm not in it because I had to take the picture, so it's all for you guys.
Whatever. I can tweet from the in-game chat account. I have an iPhone. I can take a picture of you.
Yeah, you can get it. We'll go back to background.
I don't want to do that. That sounds dirty.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well, let's do it anyway.
You ready? Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I hate it when I leave it on a stupid source that's not me or in-game chat, and then I can't understand why people are talking about stupid shit. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, RJ.
What's up?
How's your car?
Fine.
Functional.
We effed up last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucked up, huh?
Yep. But it's feeling much better now.
That's good. What was it, wheels come off?
No.
Oh.
No, nothing that severe.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen to mine.
Yeah, but yours is a Honda. Those things are dependable.
You haven't ridden in my Honda. Dependable right up until the point where those front wheels come off. It's fine, as long as I'm not doing like 75. Then I get nervous about those wheels. Anyway, glad you're back.
Yeah. Hey, while you were gone, did you play anything?
Nothing but more Borderlands.
Totally understand. I wasn't expecting you to come out and be like, yeah, I played all this bunch of shit and I've been gone. Because, you know, the rush right now is kind of, it's a lull right now.
Yeah.
Calm before, apparently, it's the calm after the storm before the storm.
It's like the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
Because it was just, you know, we had a nice big fall. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, into November type thing, but now it's kind of a little lax, but it's about to pick way the fuck back up.
Yeah, first of the year,
dude. Just January on in.
Yeah.
One of the things you asked us what we talked about last week. One of the things we went over the releases of what was coming out, and it was just like this week hits this, the week after hits this, the week after that hits this, and it was just week after week after week.
January 5th is really the first.
And the 4th is a Monday, so, I mean, shit, it's, you know, that's it. Your first Monday in January, or your first week of January, is where it all begins.
Okay, because that's Bayonetta's on the 5th. Not that much.
Bayonetta and Darksiders.
Yes.
Are on the 5th.
Darksiders, yeah.
So.
Who's in Darksiders? Mark Hamill's in Darksiders.
Yep.
Yes, Scott. Yes. Mark Hamill is in Darksiders.
Yes, he is.
And you've talked to Mark Hamill.
Yes. And me and Jeremy have talked to Mark Hamill.
Which is why you're playing Darksiders.
That and Jeanette worked on the game.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, see?
clearly, guys, like, the merits of the game have nothing to do with anything. It's whether or not Scott's talked to somebody intimately involved with its production.
Now, I'll say, I was interested in Darksiders.
I do have an interest in it after, I mean, it took
like,
see,
look at the size of his sword, man.
His horse is really cool, too.
Yeah,
looks like it looks a little like Warlock horse.
Yeah.
Or Warlock summon mount. Mm. Only like, you know, for real. Like serious.
He rises from fire out of the ground.
Well, yeah. Doesn't your horse?
I've tried to get him to do that. I've gone through 5 horses that way. Get in this hole.
That's where they end up.
Come out. Fuck, he's not coming out. So yeah, it's gonna be a pack.
Are you day one on Bayonetta? Are you picking it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much almost paid for actually.
Oh, okay, great.
Wow.
Great.
And you're gonna play on the PS? You don't have a 360?
No, I don't have a 360. I'm gonna play it on the PS3.
I thought you might have gotten one while you were away, but I guess
not. No. Like I said, the car had more priority.
That's true.
God damn it, you're right this time.
You know, we could have had you a free one too.
Yeah, I know, but like I said before, I wanted to pick up my own. I want to pick up my own 360. I'm gonna do it that. I'm gonna go that route.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Like
I said,
the more I think about it,
yeah.
the more I think about it, the more I realize like you're like this isn't gonna work right, but you're like our sports guy, like our sports correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like because you have very specific interests that the rest of us do not share.
Yeah,
and. It's kind of like getting pissed off that your sports guy won't talk about the weather. And it's like, well, fuck him. It's the sports guy, man. Why are you giving him shit about not talking about the weather? Like, you don't want the man anchoring the top story about, you know, I don't want you delivering the human interest claptrap, you know? Like, it's cool. So, like, mm-hmm. on the other hand, it's basically like, no, we just want you, we value your opinion in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly, we're going to value your opinions on things that happen on the 360. But on the other hand, it's like, you know, okay, I need to work more at digging your particular vibe instead of trying to, like, homogenize everybody. So that's really all. I still want you to get 360.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. Like I said, I'm going to be getting one soon. Getting one eventually anyway.
There are.
Because I know we all want to get together on those new titles like... it's like when Left 4 Dead came out. I know everybody down here beating the hell out of each other on that one. Yeah, Borderlands was on.
I did not. Dude, I'm apparently immune to... Like, I think I'm becoming immune to things developed by Valve. which is a damn shame. Because, like, Left 4 Dead 1 just didn't do it for me. I was like, whatever. I don't care. And then so I was like, no, 2. This time, like, it's this 2. Time this, time, sure. This time it's got a 2, and I've got more time to play. And I tried, and I was just like... whatever, fuck this. I just don't give a shit. Like, it's cool, and I see it, and I'm like, sorry, guys, I don't give a fuck, you know?
We ought to make you go after the gnome, then.
Fuck that gnome. Jeremy told me about this shit, and I was like, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was with you. I was with you, and I knew there was a patch. I knew we had lag, and I'm thinking, all right, I'll give it its one little black eye of having that lag. But I was also concerned, because even when we weren't having lag, it was like, no, the director's supposed to be like, hey, when you're not doing a good job, we'll help you so that you can, you know, finish the mission. But it felt like the director was like,
no,
you're not doing a good job.
You're not doing a good job, so I'm going to put my dick in your hair.
You know? That's what it was just like horrible.
And that's on easy mode.
Yeah, and we were playing on easy, like, for fuck's sake.
I wasn't feeling it, which is cool. Again, I'm not going to shit on it. It's just, it wasn't doing it for me. But at the same time, like, you have no idea how many times I have tried Team Fortress 2. Like, come on, dude. You cannot read the goddamn news about Team Fortress 2 and not love it. I can't stand playing the game, but I love it for what it does, you know? And I've tried, so I don't know, man. They need to fix that. You know? Whatever.
We got to tell the story about getting that gnome, though.
Oh.
But I was going with this was Jeremy saw me on Sunday night, I think it was. And I really didn't. I was just playing some Assassin's Creed 2, trying to get ready for the DLC and just get all my shit taken care of. Feathers, runs, all the other assassinations and shit. He's like, hey, you want to play some Left 4 Dead? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Let me give it another shot. Because this was really going to be all or nothing. Mm-hmm. If this fucked up like it did the last two times we've made an attempt at it, I'd send it right back. But we played it, and fuck, it worked.
It was you and me.
But we didn't play that level that we
me.
Played.
Yeah.
The level I played twice that really fucked us over, never touched that. We went into this other stuff, and it just was
and I saw Nick was on, so I invited him.
Now, who's Nick?
He's a guy from back in the day.
Yeah.
Not B.A. Penguin, who other people
right,
know, Nick.
Right.
But yeah.
And then I saw the Gerbs was on, and he had played with us like the night before. So I was like, hey, because, you know, Dennis here wasn't on at the time.
Poor Gerbs.
So, you want to play? He's like, yeah, let me do one more match in Modern Warfare. I was like, that's cool. Nick wanted to like finish up some stuff in, what was he playing?
Dragon Age,
yeah.
Send me my story. Come on.
Yeah. So I go outside and like fix some broken lights on my Christmas shit. I come back in and they're like, hey, everybody's here, let's play. And Gerbs is like, hey, wait a second, is there five people in here? And I noticed that, like, Dennis is logged on.
Yeah.
And I joined the party.
I, like, snuck in there.
And the server and everything, I'm sorry, man. And he's like, oh, that's okay, I'll go back to playing Modern Warfare. They're going to give me a lot of shit, though. So sorry, man. Sorry about that. Totally unintentional. So, yeah, one of the things we decided to do was go after the gnome in the
Dark Carnival
level.
And tell everybody, because the people that don't know what the
you
fuck
get,
you mean about the gnome.
You get to the little carnival game area, and you play this thing, get a certain number of points, and it gives you a lawn gnome.
Is it the same gnome as the... Wasn't there something...
Half-Life 2, episode 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you have to... If you carry it all the way to the end of the campaign, get on the helicopter, everybody gets an achievement.
Yeah. Which is the same thing you had to do.
It's stupid,
Half-Life
and you get a T-shirt for your avatar,
thing.
And it's a stupid little thing. We're like, whatever, you know. It sounds like some crazy stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't. Stupid. Hey, who has the avatar clothing? It was like, hey, who has the achievement?
Yeah,
I don't. All right, let's get him the achievement. It wasn't. It was.
Well, like none of us had the achievement.
And you.
Well, no, none of us.
You were the only one who didn't have the campaign achievement.
Yeah, were the only one who hadn't finished the campaign, so you didn't have the campaign achievement. So basically, our goals were get you in the helicopter and get the gnome in the helicopter. It didn't really matter. For anybody else. And man, like, we get up to the end of the campaign where you're in the stadium and we're fighting those fuckers off, and at some point Nick was like, oh god, I can't find the gnome, where's the gnome? And so, you know, I'm looking around like, oh, it's okay, it just rolled off the you know, where we were, it's right down here on the steps. Like, okay. So about that time, like, the helicopter comes and he goes and grabs the gnome, and We all start running for the helicopter. Scott's way out in front. Dennis is behind him.
Yeah.
Nick is behind.
That was the call. I wasn't abandoning the group. It was
chopper. Good position to get to the chopper. Nick's behind Dennis, and I'm like all the way back, you know, in the back, like, and you know, I get fucking charged or something, and something's on me. I'm like, fuck it, don't worry about me, just go to the fucking chopper. So they're still going. Nick, there's something, you know. Hits Nick and he drops the gnome. He's like, fuck, I dropped the gnome. Help, gotta get the gnome.
I was like, I'm in the chopper. They're like, the gnome is right outside,
like,
the chopper.
No,
yeah, then I went and grabbed it. I like circle around a tank that's beating up on Nick and I like get it right in front of the chopper. I'm like, Scott, pick it up now.
Yeah, because
my tank is like just punched
into the
wall.
He had gotten Nick down at this point and Dennis picked it up and took it over to the copter just before he could get on. They get Dennis down. We're like, Scott, for the love of God, get the gnome.
Like, okay, I got the gnome.
So
get the chopper.
The gnome,
I'm in the chopper.
And then, like, you know, it's over. And we're like, yay, the gnome got away.
But it's just one of those tense moments. It's one of those moments you beg for in co-op gaming like
so
this.
It was so tense. We pulled it off by the skin of our teeth. It was great.
And again, I'll say that was on easy mode.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that game on anything up.
No. Easy is perfect.
RJ now is, you know, his interest is peaked. Wait, you mean easy mode is tough? And it's only on 360 and PC. Yeah, that's what we get out of RJ. When mentioning a 360. That's it. So yeah, I played New Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I picked that up. I rented that.
Played it by yourself, right?
I played it just by myself.
The way it's
meant
to be played? Yeah. All right.
And I started playing it late at night, and...
How far did you get?
Well, I got to the first half of World 1, and I put it down because I was like, I will play this forever if I don't stop now. I know what I did on the DS version, and this is just like...
Okay, okay.
This is like the DS. This, you know, it feels like it's a best of mixed in type. It's like, here's the best parts of this. Because, like, within the first level, which is mirrored very closely to the very first level of Mario Brothers, you get the mushroom, and then they give you the new hat where you can try out the new power. Mm-hmm. But then there's a, which resembles the feather whenever you first got the feather. Mm-hmm. Then there's a hill, and I was like, can I slide? I remember the slide didn't happen until 3. Oh, I can slide. Cool. They introduced the slide to me and then the spin attack. And all of a sudden, it's like they took all these different things, plugged them into one great Mario game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and put it in there. And then when Yoshi popped back up, I was like, yeah, of course. And he was eating the shit and he was like,
one of the only things missing from the DS game.
Yeah. But they brought the coins back, which I love the coins from
the Star Coins.
Yeah, the Star Coins from New Super Mario Brothers on DS. And, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy that a lot. I stopped right there because I was like, "This, I'll be stuck here if I don't do this."
Yeah.
Because I just put it down. It's won me over. I don't need any more. It doesn't need to prove anything else. It's done it. So I will get to this. But yeah, that's great. I haven't played a co-op yet. I'm not saying co-op's bad, Ravenlock.
Did you read that email?
No, I didn't.
We'll get to that later. Okay. But I'm not saying co-op's bad because I haven't tried it.
We may as well get to it now. Just talking about the damn game.
All right. Well. Ravenlock sent in an email. Basically, he sent us an email that was a copy of a post he made in the thread.
Okay.
The previous episode. Anybody who tells you that New Super Mario Bros. Wii co-op doesn't work, including Jeremy, is a liar. The collision stuff can be challenging, but it's an intentional challenge and absolutely one you can work around. Much more importantly, though, are two design decisions which are brilliant. Number one, the specific way in which collision is implemented makes each other player a potential platform. And number two, at any point in the game, any player can tap the A button to hop into a respawn bubble and just float around waiting for another player to pop them.
Yeah, there is that.
You've got something. You've got a rebuttal, so we'll get to that. Taking them out of order. The second part means that the you can't leave other players behind thing really just isn't an issue. Whoever you were playing with, frankly, didn't fully understand the game.
No, let me stop you. Let me challenge that right there. If you tell your wife or your girlfriend that, you know, they need to, like, hop in the bubble because, you know, they're slowing you down or they can't get power, they're having trouble with that part, man, that's not a good idea. Now, I'm not stupid enough to do that, but, like, also, like, you know, my wife has never voluntarily hopped in the bubble to get past a part she's having trouble with. So, yeah, it's still a problem, like, with, you know, leaving a player behind. It's definitely a problem. Go ahead.
If somebody's falling behind and about to be crushed or about to fall into a pit or whatever, they just tap A.
No. They get pissed off at you because you're leaving them behind. Because you're going too fast for them.
It's true.
This actually becomes its own strategy where a player can make a suicide jump for a star coin and then tap A right before they die, or one player can get the invincibility star and all the other players tap A to float in bubbles while the invincible guy rushes through part of the level. Of course, if the single player not in a bubble dies, the level ends and there's no risk-reward thing in there too, so it's pretty great. Back to the first part, the obvious ramification of each player turning into a platform means that you can more easily reach high-up secrets and coins, but combined with the bubble mechanic, it means you can pull off all sorts of crazy shit. One player can bounce off another to get to a high platform they otherwise couldn't reach, and then the bouncee can pop into a bubble and float up to the player they boosted. It's tricky to pull off, but it's awesome and more genuinely cooperative than almost anything in most co-op games. I'm planning at some point to write up a piece about this for Erratic Gamer, but the TLDR version is that, for my money, New Super Mario Bros. Wii is the best single-screen multiplayer game since the 16-bit era. The versus mode is awesome for totally different reasons I won't go into here. Sorry to be long-winded, but I think the game deserves way more credit than you gave it. I'll also shoot this off to show an email in case it warrants an on-air rebuttal. So there you go.
Clearly a lot of the problems are influenced playing with your significant other.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's like the functionality
is entirely different.
I'll
also say, like, it's absolutely true that you can, you know, boost up to get a little higher off of each other. But the feeling that I get if I hit the A button to just drift over to where the other person is that I'm cheating. If I'm just going to drift past the hard part, like, it takes away, you know, a lot of the fun of playing a platform game. And I absolutely know it's there. And I've had the option of doing it and have just neglected to do it on principle. So, because I did it once and I was like, well, I, you know, feel pretty shitty now. And I just floated past that instead of actually doing
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't somebody have to get past it, though?
Yeah, somebody does.
Well, I think that fulfills the definition of cooperative.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine feeling necessarily... I mean, if the whole point is to play together and do things together, then I can totally see that as being legit and not saddling yourself with the disappointment of not having it done it yourself. Like, if that was one of those cheat options available in single player,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it'd feel pretty shitty. But as long as somebody has gotten past it, like, that feels like, you know, good cooperative stuff.
And I'll say he brought up some good points, but I still...
Yeah, obviously
like
you ain't playing it with your
many,
wife, man.
There's too many times, even when you're like, whatever, you're just running and jumping and whatever, that you run into the other guy and bounce off them unintentionally and go in the wrong direction. And
no, I mean, I believe you too. I mean, I know what happens. I don't ever exercise discretion in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime Dana and I've tried to do, we don't do this.
Yeah.
This is not a kind of game what we will play. Because very quickly I'll be like, you're doing it wrong. You suck at this and you're fucking it up for everybody. And she'll be like, fuck you, I'm doing it my way. I want to see this. And I'm like, well, fuck you. I'm leaving. And it just goes pretty quickly. We don't do that sort of stuff. There's a cannon on the Mako? Yeah, it's on this button. Maybe if you didn't fucking yell at me every single time I tried to tell you this.
I want to do it.
Yeah, that's how she is. Could you help me with this part? Okay, do this. Oh, okay. Now do this. Let me do it! Like, whatever. She's fiercely independent with that sort of shit. So I've long since learned, like, whatever, we don't play games together. At all. At all. Not even in the same room. So.
I also picked up Spirit Tracks. Target's having a sale on that.
Did you play it, man?
No, what happened was I bought it Sunday was when the sale took place at Target. So I picked up that and I picked up...
It's still going.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, well, I went to...
It ends like tomorrow.
Well, I went Sunday because I thought it might go quick.
Yeah, no, it's still going, actually. Yeah,
for $25, but they still had it locally. But I picked up that, Bowser's Inside Story, and...
Episodes from Liberty City.
Yes.
Why am I finishing everybody's stories?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I haven't played that yet either, but... I bought it Sunday and then got home Sunday night, put in Assassin's Creed, and then started playing Left 4 Dead with you guys. Monday, Dave came over and we watched television.
Is that what you call it?
For the purpose of the show, yes.
Now, how much was the Liberty City story?
$30.
Really?
Yeah. Which I guess regularly it was what, 50?
50 or 60?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was 60.
I thought each of those two things was $20.
So what, maybe 40 then?
Yeah.
So $10 off.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But so we played that Monday. Dave was over. Tuesday was the company Christmas party, and then Wednesday was New Super Mario Brothers. I got my DS and I'm like, okay, let me find my save point in Bowser's Inside Story. But I got through the part that was giving me shit, and I just continued to play that for the rest. And then I was like, fuck, I need to go to bed. But I hadn't played New Super Mario Brothers, so I went into that. So I've not touched Spirit Tracks yet, but I'm very excited to get to it from everything that I've read. Are you still enjoying it?
I haven't gotten it yet.
I thought you picked it
up. I pre-ordered it, but I didn't have money to pick it up, so I had to hold off on that.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to hear some good things.
I want to get it to... You know, it's middle of December. It's like, there's stuff I want. Because there's that. There's Silent Hill Shattered Memories. Which,
oh, that's right.
You know, I understand that's good. I mean, also what I've been doing, aside from Left 4 Dead, was
Dragon Age, right?
Dragon Age and 1 vs. 100. I enjoy trivia.
Good's not good enough anymore. Right now, like, good's fine, you know, in, like, I don't know, May, when there's, like, two fucking shits coming out the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, good's not good enough. Like, you know, it's just not. It's too much. It's too much. Like, even now, in the middle of December, there's too much stuff to play. Like, it's got to be, I don't know, almost has to be, like, important.
Right.
Like, well, otherwise it just goes on the shelf and gets, you'll wait on it. Because I was at Target, had to pick up something else. I was like, man, I should get Spirit Tracks. And I was like, man, what fuck am I going to do? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to fucking play it. So, whatever.
Well, you got Demon Souls.
Yeah, I do have Demon Souls. Why didn't anybody ever mention that fucking game to me? Nobody's ever even heard of this fucking game. Nobody ever gonna mention it to me. I've never heard one person say anything about Demon's Souls. Turns out it's really fucking great. So thanks a lot, nobody anywhere, for ever bringing it up at all.
Where'd you get that game from?
RJ. I totally discovered it all on my own. Yeah. Normally I don't disregard a game like that for that long, but...
I'm Fishbang, and Demon Souls was my idea.
Yeah.
It really ought to thank Zekon again for sending that to us to begin with, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was always kind of floating out there in that weird place, but it never, I mean, I've said before how I respond to hype, but, so to some extent, that's why I didn't, like, really get crazy down with it, but, I was, I don't know what the thing was. I just had, like, I basically had a spare minute. Like, yesterday I decided to, I just put it in. I was like, hey, this is going to be, I'm not going to like it, you know. It's going to be annoying, and I need to bring it back to RJ. And I put it in my system probably about 9 o'clock, and, like, kind of decided to check the time on the XMB a little later, and it was, like, 1. And I was like, all right, I'm going to hold on to this motherfucker for a little while longer. It was pretty good.
You know, it's a good move your game when you lose all track of time.
Yeah. Yeah. When you just, like, it's easier to keep going than it is to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really, really nice scenario. I got as far as killing, I guess, what amounts to, like, really being the first boss.
Yeah, the Phalanx.
Right. But part of the thing was that I had no concept of what the game was like. I had watched no videos of it.
Mm-hmm.
None. I had seen a few screenshots and digested a little bit of word of mouth. Not even all of your thing. And I was at this place where I was like, man, RJ just, like, hasn't described this game for shit. Like, I still have no idea what this game is like. And it kind of, I was like, whatever, he's not describing it very well. And now after playing it, I'm like, oh, he didn't describe it very well because it's impossible to describe this game very well. It doesn't... You can't use the shorthand that everybody uses for everything. You know, you can't say, it's like this meets this. Or it's like, you know, X and Y got together and had a baby, you know, or had a three-way with Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're referring to different games, it's not... It's not doing that. Yeah,
it's own thing?
It's an RPG. Yeah, sure. It's action-adventure. Yeah, sure. But it's very... it's very strange, and it doesn't borrow from any kind of game-related fiction that I'm especially familiar with. Speaking only to, like, the spirit of the game, like, what I felt, motherfucker reminds me of, what's the name of that? Fucking Nightmare Creatures on the PS1.
Well. Yeah.
Did you play that?
I never played it.
It doesn't play like that. I mean, that's a shitty old PS1 game. It wasn't even all that great. But it had this really intense creepiness to the whole game. And there's this sort of pallor hanging over the entire world of Demon's Souls that really reminded me of it. It was almost like a familiar smell or something. It's not a pretty game. I wouldn't say it's overtly ugly unless you're looking at somebody's face or something. Like, there's absolutely no lip syncing or lip motion or anything like that. Character animations, I guess, are okay, but not especially good. Certainly not showy. But there's something... there's something a little bit creepy about slightly ugly games. I don't know why, but it's always been the case for me, from like the original Blood, you know, all the old build engine games. Nightmare Creatures was that same way with me. Like this one, there's something very, very similar there. I don't want to say that it's the same thing, but it felt familiar. But man, if this isn't like exactly the fucking way that augmented reality should be done in a game. Like RJ had no familiar, like he was not at all familiar with Fable. So he wouldn't know that like the way that the different echoes of the different players in Demon's Souls work is so similar to the orbs from Fable 2. But it is. With the added benefit of the fact that you can see what is like kind of a ghost of their character model and you can see what they're doing. So if I see some like motherfucker run ahead of me and then all of a sudden like throw up a shield and then swing a bunch and then do some stuff, I'm like, hey, there's fucking bad guys up there.
Get
like,
prepared.
That's good shit, you know. And the bloodstains and everything were like he described them, but fucking messages are just killer, dude. Like, leaving these like little fucking notes all throughout the world about like do this here, you know, like or expect this, pass to this doorway, or don't do this unless you have firebombs.
Have you left a note yet? Is it?
No, I didn't because RJ has.
Yeah, you've left a note. So is it just they bring up a keyboard and you can just type anything, or is it?
No, like I wish it was like that. I wish it was like that, but no, it's a pre-made list.
Okay,
you just pick
which. When you first get into, like, the Nexus, which is this place where you have to fucking go because you suck at everything. That's how the game starts. It's like, you're a noob, now you're dead right here. You're supposed to, like, walk right over here where there's a shit ton of pre-recorded messages, pre-designed messages, that tell you all about how everything works. But I didn't do that.
Yeah, of course.
I went the other way. And so I put my powers of learning in context... to like I strained them to their utmost.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a game that you need to learn as you go.
You're not going to learn a whole hell of a lot. Like this, there is definitely some read the fucking manual in this one, but I don't do that. I don't do that.
I know.
I didn't even read the little like the little whole hall of you know hints thing that they provided me. I went the other way, and I was like, I'm gonna go kill some shit, you know. And I got out there and I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I died twice before I realized how closely shield block and attack was linked through your stamina bar. Had no idea. I would just fucking go kill crazy on some guy with my sword and then try to block and like get my ass beat. And I'm like, fuck you, cheating ass piece of shit. You know? But no, it's because I wasted all my stamina on my attack. Didn't have any to like to absorb using the block. Like, and once I figured that out, which would have been immediately if I had read the hints provided to me in the game, I was like, whatever, okay, this makes sense, you know. So I ran through the whole thing, got kind of frustrated that like every fucking enemy respawns when you die, but any shortcuts that you open up, any major changes you make to the environment remain. So I was like, oh, that's actually just fine. Mm-hmm. But the hint system as it is, or the message system, is apparently plenty robust, because I didn't even... It was a long time before I kind of caught on to the fact that I was seeing a structure to how they were built. Mm-hmm. I should have known right off that they didn't let you type in anything when I didn't find any porn advertisements. I mean, it kind of occurred to me, I was like, man, where's the porn? Like, where's the stupid leet-speak messages? Like, God, this shit's really well moderated, you know? But... now it's the build your own little message interface is apparently like really, really good. But that kind of thing, that's very, it's really good. I don't know that anybody finds that specific element of these kind of games so important, but I really do. The augmented reality sort of, I can see people, I can read their messages, we're all sort of in the same space and I get that. And we can kind of choose to interact at will, but otherwise I'm alone. Mm-hmm. It's really great, because otherwise this would be like a bone-crushingly lonely place to be, like very brutal. And I died maybe three times before I killed the first boss. And each one felt, like, really significant, except for that time that I fell down and off the high thing. So I guess the other two times I actually died in combat. I probably would have died half a dozen if I didn't have the messages, if I didn't have warnings and hints and various well wishes from the people who came before me.
Mm-hmm.
And the occasional feint or swerve or misdirect, you know, like... No, it's fine. Just go over here and do this.
You see one of those take a step forward messages?
Yeah.
To take a step forward, and it's at the edge of a cliff. Okay.
Yep. I figured it was going to work like the end of The Last Crusade.
Right.
But it didn't. But, yeah, I'm into it, you know, in a strange way. And I still have difficulty, like, discussing it. And I've really only just kind of gotten to the point where it's like, okay, now you're really playing the game. But I'm all right with it. It's not overt. It is difficult. And to be quite honest, I don't know that it would be necessarily playable. Outside of... Without resorting to strategy guides or game facts or some shit like that, I don't know how fun and playable it would be without the other players... doing what they do. The fact that it doesn't teach you a whole lot within the course of its own evolution is fine because it kind of relies on this mechanic that they've built into the game. It works really well. I have to wonder, though, at any point in time in the future when that doesn't exist anymore, when the player base is thin and kind of wispy and not really there, how all that's going to work. So... I'm glad that I didn't put this off, you know, like maybe a year or something like I was originally thinking about. And my suggestion now is very much that whatever it may turn out to be, like the sooner the better. And I don't want to make any big statements about its quality, but it's not often that I can't classify something or pigeonhole it or anything, even when it's terrific. So... knowing that the game is great and still not being able to quite get my mind around it says a lot about it to me. If nothing else, it's going to be an important game. If you don't play it now, it will be one of those games that's talked about in 5 to 10 years that you will regret not having played. You know, like missing... like, you know, not reading The Picture of Dorian Gray in high school, you know. Oh, gosh, it's one of those holes in my classics education that I never got. And now I really don't want to go back and read it. You know, that sort of thing. You will do yourself a lot of good by playing it now. And it is also not brutally hard. That is not fair. I'm not a fan of really hard games, and I've said that before, and that's not what this game is. It's actually moderately forgiving, in my opinion. Like, okay, you die, you lose all your souls. You can go back and get what I'm guessing is a majority of them back if you find your thing.
Because
at one point I lost like 5,000, and I went back and I got like 4. I regained 4 from my bloodstain. Because they told me, they were like, hey, if you go find your bloodstain, it's, again, something that I did not learn until after my second death from the little thing. It's like, if you go find your bloodstain, you can get some of your souls back, or get your souls back.
Well, yeah, you can get souls on the way to it, but if you happen to die again before getting there, that bloodstain,
that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, I lost my souls, and so I went right back to that bloodstain, and there they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all of them. So... but it doesn't really matter because...
but if you die on the way there, you lose that opportunity. Right?
Yeah, the last bloodstain you leave. Yeah, so if you have 5,000 souls and you have none at the start, you get maybe 200 back on the way to it, and you die.
That's not what I'm talking. No, I know that.
You're getting 200 back.
I didn't mean it was indefinitely. What I meant was, I died, I left a big pile of goo. So then I went back to that pile of goo, and I got my souls back.
Yeah.
But only like 80% of them. So... but whatever, I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. Everything fucking respawns, so I can just go kill shit again, and it's actually fine. There were plenty of whatever grass or weed or whatever the fuck it is I'm eating to get my health back. Well, I don't know, it's what it is. You laugh at me.
Yeah, it is. Late moon, crescent moon, all types
of... it was all, I mean, it's plentiful as hell. Phase, glass, and I'm like...
grass.
Okay. Mm. The only thing that's mildly annoying is that sometimes it can be really hard to get back to a guard position after you've made an attack. Mm-hmm. So if you've got, say, a handful of enemies, mm-hmm. all of whom are on kind of like a different attack rotation, and like I start to move in on one of them to do an attack, mm-hmm. one of them is going to throw an attack at me before I can recover and bring my shield back up, kind of thing. It was a little annoying, but it just means, like, you got to be sneaky. You got to be kind of wily. But regardless, I do see that this thing is going to be, like, this thing has Future Classic written all over it. I would recommend anybody who has any mind whatsoever to play it now. Play it sooner rather than later. Because you may not get a chance. If the calendar is any indication of what's happening in the future. So, good stuff. It's good stuff. Crazy, weird shit, but not inviting, not especially friendly, but good.
What else do you have on? What else do you play?
I need a drink of water.
You guys can talk all you want. My throat's going dry.
Okay.
Because you were stupid enough to ask me what I played.
Yes.
And Dennis, I'm going to talk for a while.
Move into that. Get closer to the microphone. Now, you've played some more Dragon Age, right?
Yeah, I played some more Dragon Age.
Now, that's good that he's going to get some water and you can talk about Dragon Age, because if not, we'd go into more Dragon Age shit.
Well, I haven't done much. I've gone through the introduction to the origin. I've gone to the first actual town you can get to.
Mm-hmm.
From the origin, you go to like kind of a military campground type setup, and then after that, you get to your first town. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not that far in the game. I haven't done anything where I like branch off into the different paths yet.
Yeah.
I've like just gotten like an actual party of four together. And so far, I really hate Alistair. He's like goody two shoes, Templar type guy, sword and board warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And he whines like you wouldn't believe. And then I got, you know, Claudia Black's character, Morgan, and she's
right.
She's kind of like, you know, okay, nice.
She whines a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's about entirely different shit.
Yeah. About stupid shit. You know, at least Alistair's like, you know, he's kind of has some grievances he can kind of go on about. Morgan's just like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to be a whiny little bitch about everything.
Wow, it's look like, at my boobs.
Yeah. It's like, I just want some more characters. At least my dog doesn't, like, go off about shit. He's just like, I found a cake in the road. Here, you can have it.
That's when dogs are awesome.
A dog's cool, but he doesn't fucking say anything. Mm. And, like, Alistair, they're both whiny assholes.
Yeah.
But, like, shit, man, it's fun having them in the same party.
Yeah, it really like, is.
That's a lot of electricity between them. Between the two of them. But, you know, whatever. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Anything else?
Not really. I haven't gotten that far to there. Aside that, we already discussed Left 4 Dead 2. And
right.
Other than, you know, playing the trivia game on Xbox Live. Which is always... That's kind of my fun thing. I like weird trivia stuff.
It's
like
fun. I'm never around whenever they're doing the live, you know,
yeah,
the live shit.
And see, last season I was partly in the live thing. So
I was in the live thing last season, which is... Well, because it was in the beginning of the year or summer or whatever that it was going on. I was actually part of it. Of course, that was the beta shit going on with that, but...
It's mostly Friday nights now.
Oh, they do Tuesday
nights.
I've
seen it on...
they do Tuesdays and Fridays. Recently.
But yeah, I haven't played it this new season, so...
Yeah. I enjoy some of the extended play stuff. I usually don't do adrenal trivia, but... Like, they have Monday nights, like, video games and such like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, that's interesting. Usually I occasionally get in the top 100 on those kinds. Which, man, getting into those top ranks... Man, there's gotta be some fucking robots playing that game. That's where I was like, no, they answered like in 0.2 seconds of the question coming up.
Right, on every single one.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like a 30-question streak of getting them all correct.
Right,
like,
yeah.
The fuck you say? Because, you know, you get like maybe 3 or 4 seconds to answer questions, so, you know, these guys can't be Googling it.
Have you been in anything but the crowd?
There was one time I got into the mob, and that was right when they had a power failure at the studio.
Yeah, I heard
so,
about
like,
that.
So, like, everybody, like, went down, and it was like, I was in the going to be in the fucking mob next round. It's like,
that's tough.
I think Randall, who we have done gatherings with, he's gotten into the mob several times. He plays quite a bit more than I do. Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, not that much different. I mean, it's just it's in there answering the question. The only difference is you got points on the line now if the one goes down.
Yeah. Jeremy?
Hey.
Hey,
I know you played
Left. I know you played Left 4 Dead 2. What else did you play?
I finished Saboteur.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm glad I played some more of it, just because.
Did it turn a corner for you?
Well.
Okay.
It turned a corner. Just wasn't.
Just hit a curb on the way.
It was different stuff around the other corner. Not necessarily that much better, but I would like to add to and amend some of the things I said from my initial impressions, which I still hold to. Like, a lot of the things I was seeing, like, in the first hour or so of that game were pretty ugly. But I didn't see much ugly stuff later in the game. It's weird. That first shot you see of the Eiffel Tower that I talked about was really, it stood out as being really nasty looking. The rest of the time when I see the Eiffel Tower in the game, it looks pretty damn good. And especially when you get up close to it.
I was gonna say, did you climb it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very well constructed and rendered. There's a lot of beautiful scenery in the game and some beautiful set piece battles. So the game probably, graphic wise, absolutely would have benefited from a couple more months of polish. It probably would have ironed out all of the problems that I had with graphics and stiff character animation and stuff, which turned out to be not as big of a problem as other things. What I don't think could have been fixed is, like, some of the gameplay issues. Combat's fun enough, although frustrating in parts, depending on, like, what you're surrounded by. Like I said, some of the set-piece battles are absolutely amazing, and had some really, really fun moments. Some of the, you know, best I've had in recent memory, but it was completely overshadowed by some of the bullshit missions you have in the rest of the game. I don't think I've ever been on as many escort missions in a single game.
Jesus.
As in this game.
I really had lost interest in playing this, but now it's like, fuck that.
Like, they're not all explicit escort missions, although there are several of those. A lot of them are just implicit escort missions in that, like, there's some guys with you, and you're not necessarily, like, charged with protecting them, but they can die, and if they do, then the mission's over. Usually it's not much of a problem. I mean, sometimes I got three guys with me, you know, that are fighting alongside me or that I'm just running with or whatever. And so usually it's not any problem getting them out. They're pretty tough, but one time my old girl stuck her head in between my gun and the guy I was shooting, like right in front of the barrel as I unloaded it into some guy's chest and, like, yeah, had to restart the mission. Bitch. I think she did that shit on purpose. But it's good that the combat is mostly fun because the stealth is completely broken. Just completely. You put on a German officer's uniform to go into, like, the areas that are cordoned off and only German officers are supposed to be in. Because otherwise, like, they immediately become suspicious of you and blow their whistle and come after you. Problem is there's, like, a little an area around your guy. You see it on the mini-map. As to how far off, like, an officer can be. Who's kicking the thing?
It's in the other room.
Okay. How far away a German officer can be before they start getting suspicious of you. And, like, the only way to pull that shit into, like, just around your guy is to hold the trigger and walk like a German soldier, which is really, really fucking slow. And they're in really big places. You let go, it broadens out a pretty good bit. You can kind of run a little bit, but if you really cut loose and run, or if you jump, or if you start to climb something, then it fills up your whole goddamn mini-map, and, like, they'll, you know, start noticing you real quick. It doesn't matter, dude, how fucking sneaky you try to be. You might manage to stealth kill a couple of guys, but at some point, it'll put you in some impossible situation where the only thing left to do is to open fire.
Right.
So you may as well just go in guns a-blazing because it's a hell of a lot more fun than to try to sneak your way through most of the time. I think there was one area where sneaking worked a little okay about halfway through or so, but most of the time it's just a complete waste of time. And they really encourage you to do it early in the game. Like, you know, if you get a German uniform or if you, you know, you can just walk in the door and they'll never know you're there. Fuck you. Yeah, they will. So there's that. There are a few too many times they sent me on kind of a bullshit mission so that I could do another bullshit mission. They're like, well, we need you to go do this thing, but first you have to acquire this thing from our little black market guy, Santos. So I go to Santos, he's like, yeah, I'll give you a thing, but in return you gotta do a favor for me.
Fuck.
I'm like, dude, fuck you. I only did that like a couple times, but they threatened to do it like a lot. The other times I'd go there, he's like, hey, you gotta do something for me. Just, you know, and it's to like pay him some money or something. Yeah,
okay.
Like, okay, okay, okay. But like, after the first two times they did that, I thought it was gonna be a theme. It wasn't too bad, but the two times they did it was enough to really piss me off. And there's, I said, some of the missions are just bullshit all around trying to complete them. One of the ones I'm thinking of was like sort of a double escort mission. You start off, some old girl's being captured by the Nazis. She's going to be executed, so you have to go like rescue her. You climb up on some shit, like really high, you know, you get a sniper rifle, and so I fucking snipe the guy that's doing the executions. Well, then everybody gets all pissed off, and fortunately they can't shoot me too much, but like, now it's like, protect so-and-so. Well, by the time you run down there, she's dead, so your only option is to snipe and keep guys away from her that are like coming towards her and snipe the guy shooting at her from the things. And man, I had to do that several, like, I don't know, four or five times before I finally killed enough guys that I could make my way down there. She could hold her own. Because I only had, like, fucking 19 bullets or so. And about as many guys to kill. And it's tough hitting them, you know, the first shot every time. So right after that, the very next thing you have to do is hop in a truck that has a health meter. And, like, guys are chasing you in cars and trucks with guns, shooting your truck. And you've got a little gun on the back, and you've got to shoot them. So you're mostly trying to shoot the guys manning the guns on the other cars. Because if they get too close and you shoot them and it catches on fire, it explodes, and that hurts you too. There's fucking planes coming at you, shooting you in the sky that you have to kind of shoot. And your car stalls a couple times. And like, after the fourth time I tried this and died in almost the same spot, I hit the guide button. It was damn near, like, shut off the console.
You were on that,
like,
you were on
done,
that.
Done, like, and then yeah. I thought, if I want to go back and try this later, it's probably going to make me do that sniping shit again. I'll give it one more try. And that time I got past it. It turned out I just needed to get, like, a few more feet from where I'd been getting, you know? But I didn't have any idea how far I needed to go. I didn't know I was anywhere near the end of that. But a lot of frustrating moments like that. I got plenty to say about the story, too, in particular the ending, but I know there's a few people listening that are playing it and, you know, kind of enjoying it or whatever, so I'll save that for later, but, yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
No. I'll just say,
yeah, there is.
The story's kind of bullshit, too. I'll leave it at that without the, you know, spoilers, but, was there something else? Oh, yeah, I played the demo for Dante's Inferno.
Oh yeah, I played that too.
Oh, did you really? I'm surprised.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm actually very surprised.
I was waiting for him to come over Monday night, and he came over while I was playing it. So yeah, I did play it. I forgot about that.
I had not played. Did you play God of War?
Did you do that?
Okay.
God of War.
I had not.
You just did.
Don't be like that. Don't be entirely like that. I had not played the God of War 3 demo. So I played Dante's Inferno. I've had the God of War 3 demo downloaded for a while. I just never got around to playing it. So I played that and then immediately played the God of War 3 demo. Not having any kind of, you know, preconceived notion about it or anything. Just played the two back to back. And like, you know, yeah, I mean, it's functionally, it's almost identical. But that's not, I'm a little fucking aggravated at the
I mean, I know it's uncannily similar in terms of gameplay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not the same fucking game. And to be quite honest, any comparison between Dante's Inferno... I mean, again, we're looking at two demos right now. So whatever. But any comparison between Dante's Inferno and God of War 3 are not necessarily fair. Like, to some extent, it would make more sense to compare... I mean, I know they're both PS3 games. And they're both contemporary. But... it would make more sense to compare Inferno to God of War 1 in a lot of cases. This is God of War 3. This is. They expect a certain level of familiarity both with the story and with the gameplay and with the main character and everything in God of War 3. This is their second attempt to refine and perfect what God of War is in terms not just of its gameplay but in terms of how the evolution of items and powers and everything has worked over time, how exactly one goes about telling a particular story, you know, gameplay narrative in God of War. It's a perfected experience. And this is all kind of outside the gameplay, which is very nearly identical.
Yeah.
Dante's is... it's a lot rougher because this is merely their first stab at... like... I don't see the big fucking deal. Like, God of War is a very visceral and brutal game. It is not a brilliant game. It is not especially innovative in any particular way, except for maybe that it's so goddamn streamlined, you know? And is more about set pieces and less about a lot of the other trappings mm-hmm. that these kinds of games are. So, it's hardly sacrosanct. And if somebody else wants to come along and essentially ape your actual... you know, all of the marionette actions of the game. Who fucking cares?
It doesn't bother me. I don't have
I'm not talking. I mean, I don't even necessarily mean that to you. But that's like an that's like a throbbing, pulsating.
It's actually offending people.
Yeah.
That it is so similar.
And that's just outside of my ability to understand that. It's like,
yeah, I don't know why.
Who gives a shit? You know.
Yeah.
And it's not as good. I can tell you that's clearly not as polished. Like I played through it, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as a lot of people, hoping that, like, please tell me that this is just sort of a truncated kind of the narrative. Like, kind of like what we got with the Arkham Asylum demo. Yeah. Remember the first gameplay demo? They cut out, like, 15 minutes of shit just to get you into the gameplay faster.
Yeah,
I sort of hope that's what's happening here because it's like...
it feels like it is.
Because it was very rushed. It was like... mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, killing guys in Acre and blah, 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 and I killed a million guys with my big stick, and oh my god, I got stabbed in the neck, and there's Death. Are you coming with me? No, I'm not. Fuck you. Now Death is dead, and I've got your knife. And let's go home,
yeah,
and my, like,
stick.
My wife and her one boob are dead, and like,
she got some varicose vein action going on there in that shot with the, yes.
Because she was dead.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
We talked about that. Dave happened to look up from his computer. He's like, oh, she's veiny.
And then, like, then you're in hell. And it's like, well, okay, I guess. I need to work on this. I refer you back to some earlier statements that we've made in recent shows that, man, it don't take much. Like, exposition is very information rich when you do it right. One line of recorded dialogue, one quick 10-second cutscene performed using the game's, you know, the in-game assets can go an enormously long way towards easing the transition between story points and making everything feel good.
And that wasn't there.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It was quite bad. And the fight with Death, I thought, was like a little... I was like, this is kind of stupidly cheap because he's a little better than you expect a first-minute boss to be. You got no weapons. You got no nothing, you know?
You've got nothing except for the fact that block makes you totally invulnerable.
Not totally, it doesn't. Because there were a couple of his attacks that, like, the one that would radiate out and then come back in, like, could still hit you.
Well, that one and the one where he grabs you and it puts you in the...
Yeah, there were a handful of attacks that could still hurt you. And...
but for me, it was rinse and repeat a lot with him.
Yeah, it was, but it was just like...
and maybe that's, you know...
it's fine, he's first guy. I mean, you got to get his side somehow. But... and it was fine, because regardless of the fact that it worked like this other thing worked, I was like, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm having fun. I don't know how much more credit I'm going to give the damn thing because... simply because of its source material. Because its source material is so much more specific. Like, God of War has fun source material, too. But it's very broad. It's drawing from, like, you know, many, many, like, centuries of aggregated mythology. This one is very specific. And I don't expect it... I mean, who the fuck expects it to follow...
Oh, God, no.
I don't even want it to. I would hate it if it did. But I still think it's a brilliant piece of material to use to kind of inform your design. I think it's quite good, actually. And there's nothing wrong with using that. So maybe I'm going to like it more than other people will because I have so much respect for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like very seriously reaching to a specific literary thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... I mean, I liked it all the way up through... I can't remember what the hell the last thing we did was, but...
The last thing you do is... you get introduced to...
Virgil.
Well, the... whatever the fuck that gigantic thing is that you can ride.
Oh, yeah. Which... very much... very similar to... God of War 3 demo in that respect.
Yeah, once you jumped in the God of War 3, it was like...
I was like, wow, I'm riding a thing basically pretty much at the same place in the demo.
No shit.
I was like, this is fun. No shit.
Especially since you played them back to back.
Yeah. No, that's why I did that. And I was like... and, you know, for what it's worth, on the riding the giant thing with your blade stuck in its whatever, like, you know... On that particular score, I thought Inferno did a slightly better job.
I had better control, you're right.
You know, that's a stupid metric, but...
Well, you know, and I was given three methods of attack instead of just swing your arms.
Yeah.
Stomp, swing my arms, and then fire comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that as well.
You pick up a guy.
Yeah.
Pick up a guy and throw him. Gar, hate you. You know? That was fun, so...
You know, after playing Saboteur, which, by the way, is also aping... someone else's gameplay, I realized, and I hate that I forgot to mention this, but it's very much Grand Theft Auto, not just because it's open world. There's been a lot of open world stuff, but it's very Grand Theft Auto in both the way your mini map works and the way you see your missions, the way the mission structure works, the way the grabbing cars and the way the pedestrians interact with it. It's just, it feels very, very Grand Theft Auto, which I have no problem with anybody aping someone else's gameplay, particularly if it's good. It's just that the Grand Theft Auto style of open world stuff's very old now, and that there's better ways to do it if you wanted to, you know, ape somebody's open world, whatever. But going from that, which was like, had some horrible frame rates, from like some probably near 20 frames per second, you know, on the low end stuff, to something running 60 frames per second. I was like, oh my god, this is great. Nice,
yeah.
Oh my god, this looks so smooth and pretty. I love it. But, having never played any God of War games, I had a great time with the demo. So.
I should get you the God of War 3 demo. I don't know if that's freely available yet.
I think it is.
I didn't see it in the store.
Why the fuck do I have it? Oh, no,
because you got it from the thing. Yeah.
No, I didn't get it from the thing.
You didn't get it from the thing?
No, I got it from the collection.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got it from. I mean, it's good, you know. And, you know, like, again, those guys, they know how to craft a... They really know how to craft a moment. They know how to make an image out of your gameplay and kind of make you feel something. Like, feel a little bit of a, you know, a lightness in your chest. Like... you're really, really into this moment. The way, like, and the way that the God of War 3 demo ended, I was like, these guys know, like, what was it, the flying up through the Icarus shaft?
Oh, I love
that. And then flying out and basically, like, you know, flying up to old dude and then just boom, the logo. I was like, yeah, you guys know what you're doing. But again, you've learned what you're doing.
Yeah, you've done
you
it
didn't
for two
do
games
anything.
Previous.
You didn't do anything like this in the first game. And so much of the hoopla about the second game had to do with its improvements in that regard over the first one. The first one was just like, a lot of brutality, you know. But all of those really great set piece moments, the perfection of that display really happened in two.
Yeah.
Not even having played it, I'm perfectly aware of this.
One was like so a litmus test for all these things they put in
for the basic mechanics.
And they realized that these big, gigantic set pieces are where it's
at. Yeah. So they turned their attention to that in two. And then in three, they've basically just wrenched all those things back around, just amped it all up, turned the fucking volume up on everything. So it's a perfected thing. So I don't... Whereas in Inferno, it's like, okay, you're going to make a lot of mistakes here. But in all fairness, technology aside, if I compare you to kind of God of War 1 in a lot of respects, you come out looking fairly good. Mm-hmm. So,
because I can see in 2 and 3 what your potential
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So
where you can
now, granted, do I necessarily want you doing... I haven't even seen how they handled the adaptation for... It's not even an adaptation. How they've massaged the influence kind of down into the gameplay. You know, they've kneaded everything down into the muscle structure of a God of War thing. You know, we're not following things literally anyway. So if you want to march through Purgatorio and Paradiso killing shit, that's fine with me. I don't care. Like, I'm sure you guys can figure it out somehow. Or if you want to go a completely different direction, that would be fine too. If you want to just jump ship from one literary work to another instead of locking yourself in into one thing.
EA's Beowulf.
Fuck, dude! If somebody did it right.
I know. That's why.
Do you have any idea? Like, do you have any idea how much classical, like medieval, even just medieval literature we could dive into and yeah. like fucking own face?
This is something we talked about like 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
I remember talking about this because I remember when they finally made... Because we talked about like a Beowulf game, you know?
Yeah.
And when they finally make a Beowulf game, it's a Beowulf game based off of the movie Beowulf.
Which is a shitty... Like,
what a fucking waste of a Beowulf
yeah.
game.
Yeah. No, it's total crap, dude. Like, you want to talk a lot about like... One of the great things about the classics is that the novel hadn't been invented yet. So everything was epic. Like, you go back far enough, everything written is fucking epic. Like, fuck movies. Like, why are we locked into this process where we have to wait for a movie to adapt a book, you know, so that they can gain legitimacy, and that we're all the time trying to adapt things to make them look like movies? Like, movies want to be, you know, Jeremy, to do a major redux of this week's office discussion. Like, we need to fucking get off this thing. We need to stop thinking cinematically. We need to stop thinking like we're trying to be art. I mean, whatever. I'm not saying that that's ever a bad conversation. We've had it a lot ourselves over the years. But I just need to stop acting like it and do it. Like, stop pretending to some kind of legitimacy. Stop trying to make the thing that Steven Spielberg or James Cameron is going to think is really good. Fuck them. We don't need them. Like, if you want to be art, then fucking be art. Stop talking about it. Let's stop talking about what source material we should most be trying to aspire to, and just be the best thing that we can be. You know, and skipping the whole movie thing, cinematic thing is probably a really excellent way to do that. I mean, I'm not saying you can't, you know, both are clearly working with framing and cameras and a lot of the same types of technology in certain respects, but whatever. Like, our technology is good enough to stand on its own at this point. And I think, skip the cinematic experience, man. Go for the literary experience. Skip that. Just go for the most primal experience you can, you know? Nobody's going to make a good movie based on Beowulf. Fuck it. Make a good game.
Just concentrate on doing what our medium does best.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing. I think the fact that this is such a horse's ass, absolutely, completely apeshit adaptation, and we all know that we mean that very loosely, of Inferno is brilliant. I don't want a really good adaptation of Inferno in a video game. Like, we all know what they're about. They're about fucking stuff up. I mean, you like trivia, you like puzzles. Get the fuck out, man. We all like to kill shit. I don't give a fuck if you like trivia or puzzles. Like,
Hey, I like killing shit.
That's what I'm saying. If you're like us, that stuff just works, man. 90% of the time, killing shit just works. And that's just what we do, man. So, I'm seriously, like, look in your Western classics, you know, compendium. Pull anything out, and I promise you it is both bloodthirsty and epic as hell. I'm going to fucking make a game around it. Very loosely around it. You get your game mechanics down? Like, fine. Borrow from somebody else that did it right. Who gives a shit? Like, kick some ass, man. Just get out there and kick some ass. And I'm hoping that as loose and weird and as much thievery as there can clearly be found in the gameplay of Dante's Inferno, I just hope it kicks some ass. Like, I played the demo and I was like, yeah, it's fucking stealing left and right. And it's weird. And their narrative is all fucked up. But hey, it looks cool. And I'm pretty sure I just had fun. You know? And in all fairness, yeah, I jumped over to the God of War 3 demo and I'm like, no. That guy's head looked really cool when I tore it off. And, you know, that thing back there, that was a really big thing. And like that last little sequence, I was like, that's good. And they're showing me what they know how to do. And that's great. Like, I felt something very different here. So, I don't know. They are both going to get a lot of my time. I mean, clearly, God of War 3 is a bigger... Mm-hmm. It's kind of proven, you know? You basically know what you're going to get. God of War 2 is steroids up its ass. But
it is. And for both, I kind of want to know where they're going with their story.
Well, that's why you play the game.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, God of War 3... That continuation of whatever it is that they're doing is where I'm left. That's what I want more of. In other words, Dante's Inferno. That's it. That's their first one. But God of War has built up from one and two, and now into three. And it's like, yes, that's the story I want to know first.
Yeah,
that's the story I want to know the most. Is where it's going with this. But Dante's Inferno comes out first.
Yeah.
So.
And it's, like, they're clearly not going to do, like, all the interesting shit they could. Clearly, they're going to drop the ball. Because they kind of already did in the demo. And even a cursory understanding of the book, or not even the book, but, like, kind of the setting, mm-hmm. presents so many just brilliant opportunities for sacrilegious, you know, like, just... I don't know, crazy, lustful... I don't know, man. Like, I hope I get to go one-on-one with Judas Iscariot, you know? Maybe I have a quick time event where I tear him out of Satan's mouth, you know? Like, and I fight him on the giant fucking ice field down at the bottom of whatever the hell that shit was. Like, I can picture that in my head. Who can't? Like, it's fucking brilliant. And I know they're not going to live up to it. Or maybe they will. Fuck if I know. But it looks fun. I like their thing. I have a lot of respect for their bullshit advertising that they've done. I really do. Like, I don't know. It's kind of plucky and different and weird in a lot of respects, and I really want it to do well. And it didn't piss me off or disappoint me, and I didn't think that there was any sort of fucked up shit in the gameplay at all. Yes, they copied the dog shit out of God of War 3, but who cares? Whatever.
So where were we? We got done with Jeremy. RJ, you played more Borderlands. Are you done with it yet? Are you finished it?
Yeah.
You want a second playthrough?
I maxed out rolling at level 50. I was working on Lilith, who I'm told is a beast when you get her up to stuff on that one. So I was trying to...
Now that she works, right?
Hmm?
Now that her shit works?
Because,
like, her shit was all fucking broken and didn't work.
Hmm. I didn't notice anything wrong.
Until it was
really
patched.
Okay.
It wasn't working as intended, apparently.
Okay.
Fuck if I know. I was playing a real character.
Who'd you have?
Soldier. Roland.
Yeah, same as Roland, yeah. So I wanted to heal folks and whatnot.
I don't
know. Except not with bazookas and grenades.
That's
like
what other people
you were
for.
About.
I'm here for the killing.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here to make my bullets hurt more. Kevin, I think it'd be a really good idea if you took the healing stuff. Yeah, that'd be really good. Because I want to be more effective.
Yeah, you just said you like killing stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, man.
See where you're going with that. Maybe giving them more
the
support types. Yeah, Zombie Island, yeah. I went through that as well. Yeah, it's pretty nice. And I'm waiting for the new stuff that gives you a bank, I've been told. It gives you a bank and to store all the stuff that you've been picking
some
up.
Storage place, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't even sell stuff no more. I mean,
boy, I love this
maxed
trend.
Maxed out money.
How awesome is that trend? Like, we'll sell you some shit to
store your stuff in. You know, we'll sell you a box in the DLC. I mean, you know, I know BioWare had its excuses for doing that. And
yeah.
Clearly, you know, Pitchford Co. has its excuses as well. But for fuck's sake, man, just give me a goddamn box. Put my shit in my box. Fuckers.
But yeah, enjoying that. What do you mean? Anything, nothing else, just Borderlands, huh?
Not pretty much Borderlands. I mean, I got some stuff that was, it was one of those buy two get one free used sales at GameStop, and I went and got some stuff from there. I found got hold of BioShock, but like I said, I haven't played it yet. So basically some old stuff that I haven't had a chance to play. Heard about a lot of.
What else? BioShock and what else?
BioShock. I got a repicked up Mirror's Edge, and Virtual Tennis. I picked up Virtual Tennis today. Yeah, so that'll be a good little party game to pick up and play through.
Because
yeah. we all have those legendary stories about the nights we spent in Jeremy's basement playing through that one.
Oh, those goddamn Virtua Tennis.
Yeah, it was all Virtua Tennis all night. Every time we got together, more likely Virtua Tennis was going to pop out. We'd cuss each other out like, you were supposed to get that one. No, you were.
Yeah, doubles was fun.
So you played doubles in Mario Tennis with Dave.
Dave's a punk ass, though. That's all Dave ever wants to do, is figure out whatever sort of, like, bitch character exists in any game, and then exploit that shit to the absolute misery of the other person in the room.
I played that game, like, a total of 30 minutes, and it was in one sitting. It was just like,
yeah, because we got
to Bowser. It's like, well, because I wanted to see, like, what the character looked like on this big 73-inch TV at Scott's
house.
Yeah,
so you chose Bowser and then rode the net.
Blah!
That's all he did. Blah. He sat at the goddamn net and, like, hit A.
He's like Earthquake in Samurai Showdown. He's just like, it takes up a fourth of the screen. And you're just like, bam, bam, bam. I mean, just, yeah, it was very dirty. But I thought that was fun. That's the only time I ever enjoyed playing a tennis game.
When you were cheaping the fuck out of it.
Yep. Well, hey, you were my partner, if I remember correctly. Aaron, he complains out of you.
Yeah, but I couldn't even play. I was like, Dave. Like,
it's like, I got it. You yeah, I remember that, because I was like hogging like, the front of the net, you know?
But you wouldn't do it.
That was. You don't still have that, do you?
Yes, we still have it.
We should play some
no,
of that.
No, we shouldn't. We were done with that. We were done with that.
That effectively killed it, right?
Yeah, when you played it, we were like, this game's no more fun.
It's like, fuck this game.
Yeah, it's the glass in Indiana Jones again. It goes back to.
That's awesome.
What did you play?
I played a bunch of demos, and I actually wrote them down so I can remember here. I played...
Damn, you prepped?
No, this is like 2 seconds
ago. Wrong show, buddy. Get off.
Get out of here. No, it was mostly stuff I downloaded over at your house the other night. I played the demo for Turtles in Time Reshelled. That was pretty fun. Don't know. Depending on how much that is, I might download that. The full version. Played Shadow Complex, which I really liked.
That shit's really tight.
Yeah, he's hanging on because next week it goes on sale.
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it goes from $1,200 to $800.
Okay. So, nice. Is it the 21st through 25th or something?
Yeah, next week, the full week.
Say, so whoever the people listen to this, you know, whenever this gets posted, that should be on sale like that week.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that I thought was really cool. Of everything I played, that was the best. Just this morning, played the Watchmen demo for the End is Nigh Part 1. That I thought was pretty cool. So, I don't know. Might pick that up. If I think it's like $20 for like both episodes or something.
Yeah.
Didn't like the fact you can't jump in that game. That was kind of crap. But, I mean, it's basically run around, punch him in the face, and throw him. Or you can throw him off the you know, third or fourth floor of the jail. So, I thought that was pretty fun. But I don't know. Might be just more of a, you know, play the demo again. Samurai Showdown 2, I played and got my ass whipped on that. So not a big hurry to go back and play that. I downloaded that and played the full version. And then the other demo I played was Zombie Apocalypse, which I thought was pretty fun.
Cool.
It's kind of like Smash TV, but with zombies.
Dave doesn't have internet at his house, or at least internet that he can hook up to his 360.
No.
So his only chance at playing any of these games is when he comes over to my house, we plug in his 360 and download everything he wants. All three fucking seasons of the Guild. And then any other little add-on or game thing that he wants to buy. So.
What's the other thing we got? It was some kind of horror show or something on Xbox Live. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
I don't remember.
As far as what?
It was some kind of like 7-minute movies or something like that.
It's like that horror comedy thing. I don't know what it was. But it was like a series of stuff. But yeah. So he did this all when he went to freaking base to Greenland for a year. And he but he took Wolverine, which he never finished.
No. That's what I'm gonna do this
week. Still
kinda
giving him shit for
that. I'm gonna do like superhero week. I've got the Wolverine game, I've got Spider-Man Web of Shadows, haven't played yet, which I picked up about a year ago. I'm thinking, man, if I just like not picked that up, I could have got it for 20 this year versus like 40 last year, but whatever. And I picked up the Hellboy game right before I left Hulu, which didn't get really good reviews, but had the cast from the movie, did all the voices,
it's not,
and it
know,
didn't look that bad.
It's not that bad, actually.
Yeah, but I guess Bruce Campbell does Lobster Jones.
Yeah,
or Lobster Johnson. Johnson. That's right, yeah. And that's like an unlockable character. But that just one of those. It was like they were doing a Black Friday sale, if you can believe that or not, in Thule. And I picked that up for about $20. So.
All right. Who do we leave out? Anybody leave out on gaming? Did we finish you?
No.
Okay. We didn't finish you. What else?
Did you? You didn't buy Alien Breed Evolution, did you?
Mm-mm.
I told you to buy it. It's co-op.
Did you tell me to buy it?
When I learned about it, it had co-op. I told you to buy it. I want a co-op.
When did you tell me to buy it?
Like last week.
I don't remember.
When we were here.
I do not remember.
And I said, holy fuck. Like, I didn't know what the hell this thing was, but it's got fucking co-op. I was like, you need to buy that because I want a co-op. Because I knew none of these guys would buy it.
No, I didn't buy it. Would we have ever had a chance to play it?
Between last week and this week? No. Between now and whenever the other shit comes out?
And the next one, yeah. Well, then I'll pick it up.
Good. Yeah. What time you fucking did something that I said?
I never do.
You haven't in a while. That's my problem. I played a little bit of that.
Wait.
I played through the first level.
Who called me one morning and said, I need to borrow your car?
Yeah, it's been like a month. You haven't done anything that I've said in a month. The fuck am I supposed to live with that shit? Speaking of which, man, I got fucking lucky, dude. I just happened to be, like, cruising around the goddamn Nexus.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in Demon's Souls. And, like, for the first time I decided to, like, last night, I found a length of RJ45, the Cat5 cable. So I was like, I'm going to go plug my TV in, you know, to its network port. And then, just whatever. Just do that, right? And then, like, I had, like, died or something. I can't remember. For whatever reason, I'd gone back to the Nexus and I was just hanging out for a second. And holy shit. Like, I'm glad I was. Because, A, there's no pause in that game. You cannot pause in Demon's Souls. You can hit the start button and bring up your inventory and your option stuff. But the game does not pause. Like, because there's shit going on. Like, it's constantly, you know, fuck it, doing it live. You know?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to play this game.
I
have to pause a lot when I play games.
It's fucking serious. Like, you know, you can hit the start button and walk away if you want.
find you
and then when
spot.
You come back, you'll be in a safe spot.
Yeah.
But you'll be dead. And you won't have any... You know, like, it's very serious. And it's not like there's a lot of patrolling shit. And if you've killed some stuff in an area, you're basically safe in that area. You know? There's not like huge aggro or anything. Aggro radii are actually very small. They're not line of sight or anything. But there is no pause. So I got damned lucky that out of nowhere my TV like went fucking black and like popped up a thing and it was like, firmware update! You want to do it? And I was like, fuck you, cancel! And they're like, no, you want to do it? And I was like, cancel. And it was like, firmware update! And I was like, motherfucker! So I had to, like, let it update its firmware and, like, reboot the TV. I went, fucking shit I could do. I couldn't do a goddamn thing. And I was like, man, if I'd been in the middle of doing something serious, I would be, oh, my God, I would have been pissed off. But luckily
Where's
I was in
my
like,
gun.
Yeah. I would call Jim, made you bring your gun. Yeah, I got very lucky. I was like, oh my God, the things that I could have been doing when this TV decided to do this. And in this game of all games, in any other game, I just simply would have hit the start button and been like, okay, it's paused wherever the hell it is. But this game, I was like, oh dude, fuck. Yeah, and it was just like, whatever, we're not going to, This is not a negotiation. Like, we're only asking as a matter of courtesy, but we're not taking no for an answer. You're updating your firmware right now.
You don't control me.
So, yeah, it'd take, like, you know, 5 minutes and update the firmware. But, oh, Jesus Christ, piss me off. So, yeah, I don't know. There was that. So, yeah, my TV. Whatever, you should buy it. I played, like, played through the first level of Alien Breed. And it's good. It's not, you know, it is visually, you know, feels a little bit like Shadow Complex because it's the same engine kind of pressed into service doing sort of the same thing, just from a different perspective. But it's not stitched together quite so well. It's quite literally coming apart at the seams in some places. There's a lot of poly tearing and stuff, but it's really fun. In a much more accessible, less intense kind of way.
Yeah, well,
Shadow Complex was.
So.
But it's fucking got co-op, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. We can run around and shoot like little bug shits that come out of the floor.
Is it just two player co-op? It's got four?
It's just two.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's not really great, you know? And if I didn't intend on fully, like forcing somebody into picking it up with me, I'd be like, eh, about it. But it is okay. Looks pretty good. The controls are not bad. It's a two-stick shooter. Like, move with the left and, like, shoot in a full circle around with the right. And then you can... It's isometric. I mean, it's top-down, but it's kind of, like, isometric.
That was my next question.
And, but you can turn the camera through quarter turns, or, I'm sorry, eighth turns with the bumpers. So, depending on which direction you're going, you just hit the bumpers and realign things to look where you want to look, and which is actually fine. And then other than that, it's like, you know, shoot, use your items, Bob's your uncle, kill some aliens, you know?
Yeah.
So, I got it, didn't play much. Like, I played, like, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes of that last night, then put in Demon's Souls. So, just far enough to realize, just far enough to, like, not completely regret the 800 points.
Yeah.
But I just want you to pick it up. Over the holidays, we can play through it.
Yeah,
doesn't
definitely.
Look terribly long.
Definitely. So, all right,
take a break.
That's right. We'll be back.
This is Eric from the Immortal Machines PC Gaming Podcast, where every 2 weeks we discuss retro titles, current releases, and engage in stimulating debates.
Blow it out, your
intellectually stimulating debates about the state of the industry. Come join us anytime at ImmortalMachines.com and every 2 weeks for our podcast, Immortal Machines. We're all out of gum.
Ready for action.
Kind you can eat.
Yeah, God.
Last.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, oh, holy shit.
That's good.
I mean, I like, you know, other things, too. I just don't like it. I don't like Heineken or Corona. Whatever. It's all right. I'm clearly in the minority.
Yeah, that's fine. Alright, I'm just checking real quick before we hit pretty much the main topic we were all going to talk about anyway.
What? What are you checking?
I'm just checking to see if there was anything else before that.
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Spider-Man's now 18/10 on Amazon.
Oh.
I guess the regular retail is $29.99.
Mm-hmm. I paid $15 for it.
Really?
It was on a Black Friday sale.
That's a damn good deal.
On Amazon, it was $15. However, because that's the only thing I bought, I had to pay for shipping because of Amazon's little thing, so it knocked it up to around $19.
That's right, you got it this year, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I played it last year when it released.
Yeah, well, that's when I bought it.
But
it was
I played
like
it on a rental.
You played, it was like,
I played it on a rental that I really hated to send back,
mm-hmm.
actually. I had already beaten the game, but I was going through a second playthrough of doing all the opposite stuff.
Because
they give you choices. You can say, you know, different questions. You want to go red suit Spidey, you want to go black suit Spidey.
Yeah.
And I think I went red suit the entire time, and now I want to go back and go black suit through the whole
thing. Something started in black suit.
So
yeah, I was doing that as well, and I was getting kind of pissed because like, oh, you failed to save civilian plus 10 black points. I was like, shit,
nice.
But then it turns out, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's
no.
Further in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter until. I mean, I still want to go through completely, do it. You know,
black suit.
Black suit with every answer that you know. do this way or this way. But apparently it doesn't affect the outcome until the last, like, four times you're given that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And like, at the beginning of the game, you're given that choice very sporadically. Not, it's just every now and again it comes to you. They ask you to switch. However, by towards the end of the game, it's like boom, 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 one after the other of making those choices. And that's when it affects the outcome of the game. So,
did you guys ever play, like, is there ever a good Hulk game? Or I'm just, yeah. I've got one pulled up here.
Ultimate Destruction, wasn't it?
Was it Ultimate Destruction? Yeah, it was the one on, was that original Xbox? That was original,
I think it was original
Xbox,
GameCube, uh-huh. PS2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Original Xbox, Ultimate Destruction.
Okay.
So the one they had based, like, on the film was not any good.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people...
The 360.
And the one they had based on the first film was not any good either. It's the one they made in the middle when they didn't have... When they weren't going on anything, which is why... Which seems to be the case, because Spider-Man 2 actually was very good as a video game. Spider-Man 3 sucked as a video game. Then they made this, which had no ties to anything, and mm-hmm. was awesome. So we're kind of hopeful about that Transformers game, since they're not basing it on... Any of that shit. Yeah. So
didn't they just say there was going to be a co-op in that?
Who is it?
I could have sworn I saw that on Co-Optimus.
Maybe. I can't remember. I just remember hearing about it coming to the DS and all the other platforms. And Mega Man 10 hitting on all
Mega
consoles
Man
10 as well.
At once. Mega Man 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, day and date. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, because last time it was like a week or two early on the Wii, and then everybody else got it. Right.
Which
I picked it up on the Wii. You know?
Yeah, but this time.
But this time, I'll probably get it on the PS3. I would pick the Xbox for the shitty D-pad.
Ah.
Just because, like, that's a game not many people will get as many achievements as I'm sure I will. So I'd like to...
Yeah, that's a damn valid reason to go for it. That D-pad is shit.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
So, I think PS3 this time around.
Learned about Assassin's Creed 2 DLC that we're getting. Which means we get to go back and fly again, thank God.
Yeah.
So you can finally get your achievement?
Assuming. I have no idea. Yeah. Like, you fucking point at me, I'll kick you in the head.
Well, he's the one who only needs it to finish it out. I've got a lot more achievements.
It's just the one thing I can't get. It's the one thing I'm locked away from. So I'm assuming.
I got to get in between that.
I'm assuming they're all right if I kick a guy in the head in Forli, you know, as well as kicking a guy in the head in Venice, you know. So, whatever. I'm going to assume that that's the case.
Yeah.
And I'll do that. And it's, you know, as fucking predicted. You know, it's going to Machiavelli and Katarina Sforza.
The chick you meet for like 5 seconds in Flory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two people that you meet for five seconds. So, I mean, you know, whatever. It's there. It's confirmed. Confirms Zor a little bit more. So, great. When is that coming out?
The first one will be the end of January. The next
thank God, because there's really nothing to do. I'm not going to have a goddamn thing to do at the end of January. Thanks a lot, guys.
And then a month later,
you'll pick up the
second one.
Which, February, equally useless.
The end of February, end of March, yes.
Yeah, there's really nothing that I choose to spend my time on there. Nothing at all. I mean, now that I'm not sleeping anymore. Just to get shit fucking played every week. I have a lot of MMO only friends who kind of get on my ass about, you know, not joining in and stuff. And
come back to WoW.
Well, I mean, I like it. You know, I'd love to go jump into Eve with Kevin. I'd like to see, like, I've got a handful of friends on one server in WoW, and like Neil is on this other one. You know, and I never could talk to him. And they've updated all their shit, you know, with 3.3, and I keep saying I'm jumping there and do some random dungeons to test out the new system and everything. But I just. Dude, I can't. Like, if I log into your shit, like, that's hours gone by to get anything done. And, like, these guys don't play other things. I'm like, believe me, I hate getting to this point, but I gotta tell you, I'm sorry. I can't do it, man. I got no time for this shit right now. I can't live in an MMO. I think the next time I'll actually put any effort toward living in an MMO is gonna be the Old Republic, for good or ill. But I'm sorry. Like... Dude, I'm damn near going to have to make a chart to get through the next 4 months, you know, just so that we can play what we want to play and say what we want to say. And given the possibility of expanding how we say what we say, you know, and be there, got to be getting that shit done. So
we're going to be really busy.
Yeah. So I just, I can't.
Need to get paid for this shit.
I know. Yeah. I'm not even asking anybody to buy my games for me. I just would like to be compensated for my time. But you know, whatever. So here nor there. But yeah, thanks a lot for the to putting that right there in your DLC. Not even because it's like now I have to ignore it, but specifically because I have to play it. I absolutely will play it.
Yeah.
You know, got the hook in my cheek, so that's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind one bit. All right, so.
Yeah, so. Say. Anything else before we move on to...
Oh, come, just get over it. Just roll with it. Just go with it, man. Come on, let's try to be organic for a change. RJ, did you play anything else last week?
No.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make that one sure before we move on. It's okay. You can profess your love for Jack Black's award right now in front of everybody.
See,
you can confess the weight, like the amazing release you felt.
I voted for him, and I'm so glad he
you did.
Fuck that shit. Okay,
I'm totally surprised you even cared. I was like, because I was like, you know, we were having a show that night at the theater, I think, and I was like on the phone in the trap room, like. Watching all that shit and you know basically like watching you go to pieces as you kept watching
fucking bullshit.
Were you watching it live or did you
exercise
some common sense and like give it like an hour and a half delay?
No, I was TiVoing at the house but we went over to somebody else's place. Me and Dave went out to dinner with some friends of ours, Mike and Kelly, and Dana went with us as well. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to go over to their place do some Rock Band stuff. And I said, hey, can you flip it on? Because I heard in the first 5 minutes they're doing some fucking amazing
thing. Which, by the way, was very strange. I had heard the same thing. People were retweeting all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, while I'm sitting there on my phone just, like, reading Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
Keely had posted something.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, in the first 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. And then I got busy for a while. I had a bunch of cues, so I had to do some stuff. I came back, like, half an hour, 40 minutes into the show and came back to it. And all of a sudden, it's like, fucking game announce as long as my leg. And I was like, which one of these is the big thing from the first 5 minutes? Because, quite frankly, any number of them, most of them could have qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, what even was the first thing?
It was Arkham. It was,
oh, okay. Yeah. I mean...
That was the one, because everything
it's
else
cool
had been...
cool, too,
because
they had, like, the big, like, giant package.
They brought out
like
the big
Mark
present
Hamill.
At the beginning of the show,
yeah,
and then,
yeah.
like, Joker's goons going through spraying...
Yeah,
gas.
They had the camera on this actually one guy.
Really nice.
Hamill's voice.
Yeah.
Being, you know.
It was really great because you've talked to him.
Yeah, I meant to tell you that. Yeah, I had a conversation with Mark.
Yep.
Actually, Mark talked to us more than anything else.
This is true.
It was
kind of funny watching the awards and being like, I have to talk to that person.
And
talk
that person.
Person.
And that
talk
person.
Talk to that person.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. That was the big one though. I mean, everybody had heard about like that it's going to be, you know, we'll have some Crackdown 2 footage and we'll
OST. But it wasn't like everything else had been. There were a couple of things in there that were like, really?
Yeah.
Like what the fuck is this?
Yeah, but yeah, that first one was just out of the blue. Like what the?
Well, I mean, it's certainly an uncommon way to go about things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of two things. It's either. Right out of the gate, the minute you realize your day one sales are pretty good, you announce, oh, it's definitely a trilogy. You know, we're definitely doing... Well, that's what you do.
No, like,
if your
exactly
day one
right.
sales are worth a shit, you announce that it's a trilogy.
Yeah, we had this planned all along.
Yeah.
It's a trilogy.
Meanwhile, you know, like... I don't know. Like, Bob Rocksteady or whatever is like, hey, guys, real quick, get to work on the trilogy. You know, or whatever. Like
Bob Rocksteady. Fountain of Rocksteady Studios.
Yeah. But the,
Based in England, of course, would be Bob Rocksteady.
F. Bruce Dickinson from...
But the,
He's the president and the VP is John Bebop.
But the fact that they would have, like, a whole... kind of a thing ready, basically what amounts to a teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Ready. I'm a little...
It's more of a website announcement than it was a game.
Yeah, well, I'm a little aggravated that, like, you really should have... Have you not even committed to a name yet? Because, like, we have no recourse but to call it Arkham Asylum 2. We know good goddamn well enough that it's not going to be Arkham Asylum 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with Arkham Asylum for any... Like,
we explored the length and breadth and width and the full circumference.
Yeah, you're more not or putting us back in that building.
Right. You're on that island or on those grounds. Like, we've done this now. And I understand, like, there's some sort of transitional thing happening, but... So it's... And Arkham Asylum was essentially the subtitle, so more or less, of the game. It was Batman Arkham Asylum. So, mm-hmm. Batman... Whatever the hell.
It's just not going to be Batman Arkham Asylum 2.
Yeah. So, I would just like to have a proper title associated with the game now. And we don't get that, whatever. That's fine. Right. We all knew that it was inevitable. I just, you know... Okay, you're going to do this now? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, good for you. You just don't normally get it in that way.
No, it's never done that way. It's either done right out of the gate or much later.
Because, I mean, when it was showing, I mean, when they brought out the Joker thing, at first I just thought that was Mark Hamill's going to come out of the big box and, like, talk or something. And then they went right into the world premiere and all that shit was happening. It's like, no, you're kidding me. You're fucking shitting me. No?
Only thing about it that was a thing is the timing. It's not like anybody anywhere didn't expect another game. It was too good. It was too popular and
just
too
didn't
important.
Expect it so soon.
That's why I said the timing.
Yeah, just didn't expect it so soon.
Does timing mean something different to you than it means to me?
Maybe the timing of how they announced it.
Yeah, okay. Really, this is getting strange. Let's just move on. I didn't think, for some reason, I just was not, like, it wasn't a big deal to me. I was like, you didn't fucking show anything. You just kind of were like, remember us, we're awesome, and we're not done yet. Okay.
Kind of knew that.
Yeah. I get it. Like, I presumed that. So, I don't believe anything that you showed me has any bearing whatsoever on what
we're all wondering
do.
What you were going to do with the sequel anyway, and even though you've done this, we're still wondering.
I don't think this has anything to do with anything, because I think there was just a quick repurpose of existing assets. Because, like, I believe Joker pretty much looked kind of the way Joker did after he, you know, at the end,
after he shrunk back down.
Right, and then Harley was still wearing her get-up from Arkham, which was kind of supposedly very specific to what she was doing. She's like, I'm Harley. I broke out and, like, I stole this fucking nurse's uniform and now I'm prancing around in it because it's fun. But that's not like her normal Harley getup, you know? So when she got out there into the world and got back to being, you know, Harley in her own chaotic, crazy space, I don't believe she'd necessarily be still wandering around that. So, I don't know. This could be immediately following those events. It could be much, much later. I don't know. It just looked like we whipped something up real quick to give you an idea of what we're doing. But I don't think it's representative at all. But, you know, that's fine. I don't give a shit. You're just trying to stay in people's minds, you know. That's all. And it's okay. It wasn't impactful for me. Most everything else was more impactful. The biggest eyebrow-raising thing for me was Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah. I mean, every time they kept saying, you know, the next Star Wars game, I'm thinking, we're going to get some Old Republic footage, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured we were going to be getting. And when it started doing that, I was like, it can't be Force Unleashed 2. Don't let it be Force Unleashed 2.
Don't let it be?
Fuck. Yeah.
Why?
Because I hated Force Unleashed.
I hated a lot of things about it. I did not hate the whole game. Mm. I did not. And the things that were wrong with the first one are so completely fixable.
Yeah, and hopefully it's fixed. But I still need to go through and play the first one anyway. But finish playing the first one.
No, you really don't. You really don't. You should just, like... Kind of read about it and then watch the ending, so you don't need to play it.
I was going to say, it ends with the second boss. I can tell you that much. That's it. That's the entire game. you
make character fights, dies
you,
and it's
you fight ending. Second boss and you die. That's it.
What
That's
was
the entire
boss?
Game. The guy with the robot legs, the Jedi with, like,
robot legs.
Yeah, he, like, had like. Was like this weak little Jedi had like a little exoframe.
A little motherfucker.
Yeah, that
God,
guy.
God, that little bitch fucking doing the hopping around and stuff.
Hopping around, then he like makes a big
climbs the pillars.
Yeah.
Oh
Jesus.
He was an asshole. He was not. He wasn't as bad as the Rancor. Rancor's kind of shit.
I don't know. I didn't find a Rancor. Yeah. Man.
How far into the game was that? Because I fought and beat that guy.
It was pretty early on.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I got that far into it.
I guess they patched the game or something.
Yeah, right. Added the ending in. Yeah. It was DLC. All I know is I can't conceive of how you get a sequel. I mean, if you haven't beaten the game already, like, I'm sorry.
I've already read. Statue of Limitations. Yeah. Threads about, like, how do they go? Where are they going? Because I was pretty sure from that ending you couldn't go anywhere.
You're either dead or good is dead. You know, good ending or bad ending. And the good ending obviously maintains the timeline of the movie series in a really good way. And, like, I suppose there's an out in that ending for him to not actually be dead. But, they were pretty, you know, I don't, they didn't chop his head off or anything and put it on a pike, but.
I don't know, maybe he's like the fucking Highlander or something.
Yeah, maybe he is. A Jedi Highlander, that's pretty cool. But whatever, they tried to kind of make it clear that he was fucking dead. And that's how the storyline is maintained. So, I don't know. I can't think of anything else, though. Follow the canonical, good ending. Mm-hmm. And bring him into things somehow. Fuck if I know. Maybe they'll do it exactly the way the thing at the beginning of the Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
We should start talking about that while Jeremy can't leave. Hopefully somebody else out there read all those first 90-minute spoilers. Because Dennis and I are both apparently like, you know, first 90-minute spoilers? Bet your ass.
Hell yeah.
I'll highlight that spoiler text, motherfucker. You know, in a game that clearly is probably going to be 10 times that long. I'll take those first 90-minute spoilers. Since, personally, I don't even think there's much to it. They indicated as much, but I don't know. But they could do the same, you know, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
I don't know. I just thought that one was far more interesting. I was like, all right, I want to see how you fucking talk your way into a sequel of a game that ended the way that one did. And I hope you fix it.
Yes.
Well, for what it's worth, those guys are all gone.
That's true, yeah.
They're basically all gone. Remember, they all got fucking laid off after
they
made that game.
That's right,
they did. And this is an internal project.
Yeah, it's a full, it's an in-house
thing. It's completely in-house thing, so there's no reason to believe that they'll be coming from the same place at all. Which means we might wind up with really good gameplay and a really shitty story, a total inverse of the first one, which, frankly, is more important. So, we'll see. I just don't believe there's any reason necessarily to think you're going to get more of the same. I don't think there's more of the same available in terms of storytelling. Not with this character. And, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, we all agree that the gameplay was fucked up, but how, like, 6... gigabillions is, or whatever, how many fucking copies of this thing they sold?
Yeah.
Like, they sold a shit ton of copies of that game. And it was like 6 million, right? For a game like that, that's a lot of fucking copies. They did a good job, so. I don't know, but I just hope that even with those sales numbers, they recognize that they need to drastically alter the gameplay.
I hope so. I really hope so. Because, I mean, I want to finish that game, but...
Oh, you don't. Think you do, but you don't.
I want to, but
That you're wrong.
It's that gameplay.
You're wrong.
Go read something about it, and that's all you need.
Yeah. Just replay the first level where you're murdering the shit out of some Wookiees. Right?
Hands
and
down,
do that
level.
About 30 times. So it'll kind of match the game, like, the length. And then go watch the endings and be like, man, I went straight from killing Wookiees to, like, to this. That was pretty good. That was a great game.
That was a really good game.
Yeah.
God, I hope that second one's great. Better be just like this.
I know. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that The Force Unleashed 2 was a good announce.
True Crime was a surprise. And I've never played it.
Mostly just from the whole, like, did we really want one of these? Is this what we wanted?
Yeah.
Who asked for this? Whose is this? I don't need this. I mean, it looks okay.
Yeah, the entire time it's going out, I'm like, what is this? What the fuck is this? What is it? Is this a sequel?
Yeah.
What is it? I haven't heard of what it's based in. Stranglehold 2? What am I looking at?
That's
and then it's like True Crime, and I thought, hey, the old Xbox game?
Yeah.
Because that they did two of, but yeah. I never did anybody play any of those games.
No.
I meant just here in the room. I know people played them. Obviously, I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't.
So
I'm not there with it. But whatever. I'm all for. I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Shit. The hell if I know.
Didn't do much to me.
Yeah, it's still not on my radar.
It was the. There was the Tron, the movie, the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay.
Well, interesting. The
what little bit they showed, like. You know, they showed a guy with green shit walking and turning kind of green under him. Like, okay, that's that reminds me of things from the first, you know, from Tron 2.0.
Yeah,
which I wish more people had played.
Man, that's where everybody should fucking go do is go play some goddamn Tron 2.0.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Shit was great. Super great. But whatever, I mean, you know, we got a new movie coming out, so
if they can make a game half as good as that, then I'll be happy.
They're not going to do it. It's not the same. It's not.
That, it doesn't that have was, to be the same.
Just they had the luxury of being independent of any kind of film or anything.
Yeah.
You know? So. Although I believe they used some story assets from what would have been the sequel.
Yes.
But just brilliant gameplay, great settings, like really grin-inducing environments, if you know the first fucking thing about computers, you know. It's really, just really fun. Really, really fun stuff. And along in the same vein, there's, you know, the game, you know, the Chesty Gyllenhaal, whatever that was name is. The movie, the game.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Persia?
Prince Persia.
I don't care, I want to call it that again.
Chesty Gyllenhaal?
Chesty Gyllenhaal.
Episode titles.
The movie, the game. Yeah, when they originally announced the new Prince of Persia game, and something said it will be a... didn't they say it would be a continuation or direct relation to Sands of Time or something like that?
Yeah, it's going to be in Sands of Time timeline.
Yeah.
Between the first and second games.
Which, at first it didn't hit me that until I saw the thing on the Video Game Awards, just that trailer, whatever the fuck it was. There wasn't any gameplay, I don't think. I suddenly was taken back to thinking, wait, you've got a story you got to finish telling.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You left us on a...
that story was done. Now we're back in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
What made you think they were going to finish that other one? It was good.
Yeah, I guess my expectations were a little high.
Yeah, but whatever. It was there. I mean, it was, you know, it was there. You know, the movie trailer was there. So, I don't know. I guess, sure. You can put it on the screen. I'm going to go see it. Be like, okay, there's sand.
There's a whole lot of sand.
It curves over the course of some time. I'm told you're Persian, so I suppose you've met the criteria. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, because it's kind of like, there are moments where I'm like, oh, that's big and neat, and that's great. And then there are moments where I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. How much of this, like, what's going to be the real ratio of, like, you know... stuff your girlfriend's there for, and stuff like that's good in the movie. That's my real question. Mm. So I don't know. Whatever. Like, it matters. We're gonna go see it. I know.
Yeah.
Who's up for Green Day Rock Band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Dave's all over it.
Yeah.
I was talking to him earlier, and he can't wait.
He's wearing a Green Day shirt right now.
That's really good.
Still waiting for Rock Band Pantera. Should be followed right by Rock Band Slayer, I'm sure.
Yeah. I've got nothing to offer. I don't either, man. Well, I don't play that shit, so.
Is there a market, really, for fucking Green Day? So, I don't know, I'm out of touch with the kids. It's just like, fuck that. It's not something I'd be interested in.
How about Lego Rock Band Green Day?
Better. We actually played Lego Rock Band.
Yeah, we played Lego.
Oh, Sam.
Tell them what you made Dana play.
Oh, fucking A. This was great. So we go over to Mike and Kelly's during the VGAs. We watch a little bit of the VGAs, and then we start playing, which I guess I should have mentioned this in the games we played, but whatever. So we started playing Lego Rock Band, which has a much better track list than anything. It's got the Ghostbusters theme on there for fun's sake.
The Final Countdown.
And the Final Countdown.
Okay, now I'm interested now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth the price of $45, man. It's got a couple others on there, but I can't remember what the other ones that stuck out for me were. But so it lets you create a set list. And we created a set list from the first one. Dave was doing the singing, and me and Mike and his wife Kelly were doing the instruments there. And Dave just kind of picked, and I said, I don't care what you put on there. Just make sure the two songs, one of them is Ghostbusters, the other one is Final Countdown. So we did that. We went through and did all that. Then Dana gets to sing. And Mike's rule was, we got four people, let's each person pick a song. And so, you know, Walk Like an Egyptian's picked, and Wonderwall gets picked, and what was the other one? What was another one that was picked?
Think.
Can't remember what the song was.
Because Walk Like an Egyptian was Kelly's.
It was something Mike picked. I can't remember. Yeah. It was some song Mike picked. And so it was my turn to pick, and she's scrolling through there, and suddenly instead of me looking for my favorite song, I was like, I gotta find something that Dana's gonna have to sing. I gotta find something ridiculous. So basically, I found Toby Keith. Who's your daddy? I was like, Dana, that's my song. That's the song I want. I want to play that song. And that's the song she had to sing.
That's great.
And that was fun.
It was hilarious.
So, yeah, we played Lego Rock Band. So, yeah, Lego Rock Band Green Day. No, it still wouldn't work because it'd have to have the Final Countdown of Ghostbusters in there. As far as I know, the only thing they've done is the Simpsons theme that I would probably be interested in.
Well, then you'll have to wait for Lego Guitar Hero Green Day then so they can sing like everybody else's shit.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll get sued. I don't want them singing those other people's songs. But yeah, I you know what? I'd totally forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember what else she sang. The one Spice Girls song. Remember that?
No, that's when we played Band Hero.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. Played Band Hero and Lego Rock Band. Yeah. So.
I didn't play Band Hero. You guys played Band Hero.
Same night.
Yeah, she sang a Spice Girls song. She picked that, though.
Which I thought was hilarious. That they even have that as an option. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she picked that. That's one of the ones she picked. I gave her Toby Keith, man. I was looking for booting
she like fell down.
I was looking for that
like
song.
Twice.
The one where he's like, booting your ass, it's the American way. Like, I wanted to sing that one, but Who's Your Daddy was fine. So, but yeah, I'd totally forgotten about that announcement, which makes me think, shit, what else was announced that I've totally forgotten about? I've got a little list here, but we've already hit on Prince of Persia and then Rock Band Green Day that I didn't even have in my little list. So,
and they did True Crime, mm-hmm. Spec Ops,
yeah, The Line, I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it looked great.
Good.
Actually, I thought it looked really great. I don't think there's anything.
I was totally interested, and at first I wasn't. Obviously, the one thing we had was like a screenshot of the dude on the highway with the guy hanging off the light pole, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I'm waiting to see that. And then they showed this trailer, and I was like, fuck, that's some brutal shit going on there.
It was pretty cool. I mean, it's a minute away, mm-hmm. right? It's way off there in the future, kind of far downfield. But it looked good. I thought it was interesting. You know, I thought how very timely a completely ruined Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really interesting for what little we actually saw.
Right, which again goes to the same thing. True Crime they showed me I hadn't heard of and was not interested even after the trailer, and then Spec Ops they showed me and really had nothing to think about it until they showed me that trailer, and it's like, yep, you're on my list now.
Yeah, again, it's like I'll get to you later. Mm-hmm. I've got some shit to deal with right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I was a little cold after the Crackdown 2 footage. I was like, God, how did you make Crackdown 2 look boring?
My problem too, and I kept denying it to myself.
No, you shouldn't do that. I mean, and I don't even think the game will be. I just don't.
No, I knew what I felt after watching that, and I was like, I don't like the feeling I'm getting. I really don't like this feeling.
Yeah.
I really love Crackdown. I'm not liking what
I'm... You guys didn't do it very... Yeah, that was not a good sales pitch on something that I had already been sold on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just slightly unsold me your game. It's a good thing that, you know, you're still trading on the quality of the first game with me a little bit. But, I don't know, what's the... When the hell? When? Crackdown 2? Later?
Yes, later.
Okay. So, I mean, I know all this stuff is essentially later.
I have no idea when. That will likely be, that'll likely be one of their big fall releases.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think they're going to try and bank on the fact that everyone loved the first one. Not to say everyone, but yeah. But it's still, you know, pretty much all of it. I don't think we saw anything that was.
Yeah, any of the near term stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Not there.
Soon.
Not there. There's more stuff recently. Reach. Where? How do you feel about Reach? How do you feel about that trailer?
I don't know. It's one of the first trailers I think Bungie has done where they're showing the game footage and not like actors or something
else. Any fucking game footage.
Trying to represent. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Fine, a cutscene. I don't care. You know, what it isn't is what they've shown us in previous to support a game, which is absolutely nothing containing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I kind of see what you're saying.
I'm just saying that when they advertise for a game, they really go high gloss.
Yeah, but this is not the advertisement. This is a trailer.
Yeah.
This wasn't for the same people who need those other things.
The marketing campaign.
Yeah, when the marketing campaign ramps up, we'll
go right back into that shit. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But this was just a trailer for something that, you know, and here yet again at arguments of in-game assets, real-time rendering, yes, no, maybe so.
And everybody's like, where's this new engine you guys are supposed to be working on? Because that looks like Reach, or that looks like, you know, looks like Halo 3 engine.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah?
Oh, God, no, it doesn't. Do you remember playing Halo 3? What they showed looks a hell of a lot better than Halo 3. Download the shit on your Xbox.
Yeah, I need to.
And look at it. Particularly that last scene when the Elite lights up his sword.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I've only watched these once. I haven't
Dude, that ain't no fucking Halo 3 engine. That is either like some heavily pre-rendered shit, some heavily doctored in-game footage, or real-time tech, or total bullshit, or an amazing-looking engine. Mm-hmm. And amazing looking engine is almost completely unlikely. But that does not, I don't know, shit don't look like Halo 3. Halo 3, no. Mm-hmm. You have better memories of Halo 3 than what it actually was. I mean, I'm not even necessarily being unfair to it, but it wasn't that pretty. It caught a lot of hell for being not that pretty. It
didn't even run at 720p.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
That's true.
So, whatever they were doing there. And supposedly this is running on their new tech, so I'm willing to kind of believe that maybe this is some of their new tech, largely because there were portions of it that didn't look pre-rendered good, but there were other parts of it that looked far too good to be what we know regular Halo tech to be, you know? So I was like, maybe that's an indication, I don't know. But it still wasn't what matters, which is gameplay footage.
Yeah.
You know, so... where's my Tom Morello videos? that's what I was hoping for.
I guess the only thing that showed... Well, I guess Crackdown 2 showed gameplay, I suppose.
Yeah.
But nothing else really showed gameplay except for Medal of Honor.
Yep. That was a good trailer.
Yeah.
Again, you want to talk about like looking like some other shit. It's like... Oh, I see what you did there. We all see exactly what you did there. However, doesn't mean you can't do it better.
Right.
I'm going to believe right now that you can do this better. Because it looked very good. And it was, you know, no bullshit, no lie. It'd be very easy to look at that trailer and think Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Like, very, very easy. And they're going to have a tough time with the core confusing or trying to keep them from being pissed about how much it might look like Modern Warfare and how much it's just stealing from somebody else's design.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a tough time with everybody else, you know, informing them that it's a totally different product. So, but at the same time, you know, hey, it looks like something that's awesome. So that means it's awesome.
And DICE is working on the multiplayer, so.
Which is only a big deal to people who know.
Right.
It isn't a big deal to anybody else. You know, Bob Consumer doesn't know. He doesn't give a shit.
Good old Bob Rocksteady.
Yeah. So.
Did I cover him? Am I forgetting something?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But I mean, it was, yeah. No, I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. I like that Medal of Honor stuff. It was good. However,
I mean, clearly that was all single player. And in respect to that, like, I'd really like to see some multiplayer stuff.
I'd like to know if there's co-op.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I really don't. There's plenty of that going around, you know.
The Army of Two demo, by the way, today.
Today, yeah, yeah. I know. I know, I wish it hit a little bit earlier. I guess we can decide. Hopefully it'll help us decide whether or not to keep that shit in our queue. Yeah. Or to take some pressure off of January. But, and we'll try that maybe this weekend or something. But I don't know. Did you see the new... not that it was related to any of the VGA stuff, but did you see the new... You guys probably don't care. The new Bad Company 2 multiplayer?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, dude. I don't necessarily feel the need to join in on any of the discussions bashing Modern Warfare. I think the game has already suffered all it really needs to suffer. It's got a lot of bugs that partially are the fault of being the most popular kid around. Partly the result of not doing any sort of
beta testing.
Also probably the result of thinking that they're just too good to fail. Whatever. Some of them are design flaws. A lot of them is just bad code and stuff. And they're getting it fixed, and that's fine. It's okay. But, man, it isn't like any particular kind of fanboyism. I mean, because I love the beta, the one map I've been able to play. But they showed some footage of the, some very vehicle-centric footage of another map. And I mean, God damn it. Like, I'm not fucking kidding you. Damn it, those motherfuckers know how to sell some multiplayer. Like, and they don't necessarily, like, they really know what they're doing. Like, they really fucking know what they're doing. You look at that, and I'd really like to see some information about the single-player campaign as well. Like, Bad Company 1 had a lot of fun stuff going on there. But if you know what they're doing, then you know that this is far more important. And just looking, like, God, looking at what they've done, dude, I feel it down in my guts. Like, I have, like, an ache. I have fucking blue balls for this game, dude. This shit, gosh, just good. Fuck, it looks just really good. And they've tightened things up so much from Bad Company 1. All of the shooting mechanics have tightened up quite a bit, which I've talked about from the beta as well. They've gone to full iron sights on everything. A lot of the rejiggering they did of the classes is really good. It's just everything's just very, very tight. And their salesmanship on these videos is terrific, largely because they seem to be coming from an almost exclusively PC place when they show these demos videos. Like, it's all PC stuff. They're not shying away at all from showing PC gameplay or discussing it or anything like that. That's just damn, it puts a real hurt on me. I gotta make sure that my shit's upgraded, my PC is upgraded before then. I was gonna upgrade sooner than that, but I'm gonna put it off for a while longer, I think. Having as much, like, and I know that these two things aren't necessarily related because of how stuff's being handled, but, like, I'm kind of shy of doing Mass Effect 2 on the PC now. I want to do a PC upgrade before that. And I bought Mass Effect 1 on the PC, and it, like, it's kind of a turd, you know? There are some times when, irrespective of settings on my computer, it'll run like dog shit, like 5 frames a second, and then other times run perfectly fine. And nobody can really figure it out other than the fact that it was a really sloppy port to the PC and that it's a damn shame and whatever. And I don't necessarily think that 2 is going to suffer the same problem because it's a day-and-date release with the 360 version. Yeah. And it apparently is also being developed. We could not find any mention of... Or you looked and couldn't find any mention of a third-party developer for the PC version.
Right.
So.
Which the first one had. A third-party developer. But it looks like BioWare is handling version of 2.
And, so. You know, Dragon Age should be a perfect example of how that's...
Yeah, they know
of them doing that, and it runs brilliantly. So, I don't know. But it also means I'm not going to do another playthrough on the PC like I wanted.
Right.
To get a save. Which, based on what we read in that first 90 minutes, spoilers is real important.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about that real quick.
La, 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 la.
Well, I will tell you this much, and it is something that you will want to hear, is that it is apparently a lot more impactful than we had feared. It's, you know, we were thinking like it wouldn't matter for much anyway.
Uh-huh.
Looks like it's going to matter for quite a bit more than we thought.
Excellent.
We're talking about essentially every major point of decision making in the first game has some kind of has propagated into the future.
Excellent.
And has some bearing. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy about that. So between like kind of like just not going to be playing through that on the PC. The fact I've already got it on the 360, like a fully complete thing that I was really happy with, other than my Shepard's kind of ugly. And then I kind of want to scrap the whole thing and play a Jennifer Hale playthrough. Plus I got this new TV. You know, I'm looking for excuses to play shit on that. And I would really like to do a direct comparison to the old one and the new one, Mass Effect.
Because,
like, I don't know if you, again, you don't watch the videos, but, man, fuck me, dude. That game looks good. And I know that it isn't, I know that I'm just not accustomed to or worn down on the way the first game looked. Because I remember looking at the videos of the first game before it came out and being like, yeah, it looks kind of, it was unimpressive in a lot of places. It looked very bland, very meh, you know? And then there were the problems that we actually had with frame rate, load times, texture pop-in, all of those things.
Right.
But looking at, like, the videos of Mass Effect 2, like with President Bartlett sitting, like, in front of the big display and everything, just like, God, Jesus, damn it! It looks fucking great! The whole game just looks like spectacular compared to the first one.
Are they still using Unreal Tech?
I think so, but, you know.
Yeah, Unreal Engine 3.
Much modified, much improved.
I believe
over the first one.
They had a lot of time to spend on it.
Yeah, so. And I mean, I'm really hoping that, like, we're not seeing, like, you know, a really prolific, like, a big deluge of bull shots or anything, but it just looks really good. Everything that they've released about this game looks far better than everything they released about the first one.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
I'm happy for the comparison, and Dana can just deal with it for a minute while I beat the game, I guess. But it looks spectacular. But goddamn Bad Company 2, that's happening on a PC. Man, I'll have to load up that video in a minute and let you guys look at it. Fuck Christ, dude. Make a crotch all warm and go, like, real happy. Oh, Jesus Christ. And it's funny, because, I do have to say this, it's really funny, everywhere those videos are posted, like, again, not in a gotcha way to Infinity Ward or anything like that. Like, if there's comeuppance to be had, they'll get it regardless. But this game is getting far more attention than the first one ever did. I believe that Bad Company 2 is really going to bring a lot of people into the Battlefield world, mm-hmm. that had never gone into it before. Because the number of comments I read about the videos posted are people who just never made contact with it.
Right.
And are, like, really kind of turned on by it. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, and everybody's like, oh, it's like, are those, like, the real sounds and shit? And I'm like, bit your ass, dude. Like, even when the game was kind of shitty at those moments, it was worth playing that fucking game just for the soundscape. Like, it's the best sound in a shooter. Far and away. Like, absolutely far and away. But, like, you know, like, just seeing the videos of the sequel, man, and, like, I haven't played Bad Company in a while, but just so much of that familiar stuff is there. You know, the whoomp from the main gun on a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the really good Doppler echo of the weaponry and everything. Like, I hear it, and, like, my mouth starts to water a little bit, you know, and, like, I sort of have a very Pavlovian response to the whole affair. It's really good shit. Holy Christ. I need an extra me for the top of the year. I really, really do.
You need a clone.
Yeah.
A little mini James. You need to spawn a child process that you can then, like...
I do. That's what I need to do. That then I can then, like, absorb at any given moment. Yeah, I don't want to clone. I'd have to, like, kill it and eat its brain every day or something.
whatever. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else out of the VGAs. You know, Scott got his wish. Good job.
Yeah.
Even Jack Black.
Jack Black won.
Dropped the F-bomb like two or three
God,
times.
God, that was so horrible. We talk and about it every year.
I was telling Jeremy, I think the worst thing about this year's VGAs is that they were better. They really were demonstrably better. They weren't good, but they were better. I would almost rather they get worse so that we can't even pretend to any kind of legitimacy or we can't even ever move toward a point of accepting them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just enough better that I can't reject them out of hand. And they've also become evidently a platform for game announce.
Yeah, that was the only real benefit that I got out of the whole thing was that right there. It's just like, fine, use this to announce your games.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know.
Well, you know, they could have given Game of the Year to something less worthy easily.
Yeah, but
they gave it to Uncharted.
No, and it's great. It's just like,
I'm just saying, it's things like that.
Yeah, no,
little
exactly.
Things like that. Like, yeah, they gave Jack Black best voice.
The first year they did this. The first year they did this was 2003.
I'm just saying, if they had given it to Modern Warfare 2 or something, then, like, that's an easier thing to dismiss.
Yeah,
someone
exactly.
Googled,
it's
someone
not
Googled
as horrible.
Released in 2003.
No.
What?
Someone Google it or look it up, what released in 2003 as far
right.
as video games, because that was the first year they did the VGAs, and Game of the Year mm-hmm. was Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to figure it out. I mean, supposedly this shit's all based on vote, on like viewer vote, which is total crap. It wouldn't break down this way. I can believe that some of these are the result of user vote, but it doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, if subject A is, mm-hmm. then I swear to God subject B isn't. In this, there's no way to correlate the
Uncharted
two.
Uncharted 2 and Assassin's Creed, both up for Game of the Year, both up for Best Action Adventure Game.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed wins in one category and Uncharted wins in the other.
It doesn't
add up.
It doesn't make sense at all.
It's
and
also,
it isn't.
Ubisoft not nominated for Studio of the Year. Naughty Dog nominated for Studio of the Year.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare, was it Infinity Ward that won Studio of the Year?
I don't know.
Fuck, I don't even remember.
Where the fuck was Infamous in any of this?
Yeah, no I'm still a little aggravated by that. Infamous isn't sexy enough for, and it's a little old. You know, it was way back in. Who gives a shit, right? It was released on the 15th of I Don't Fucking Care.
Batman wasn't nominated for anything except Rocksteady was nominated for Studio of the Year.
Arkham was nominated for Game of the Year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because
it was like that, Modern Warfare 2, I think Left 4 Dead 2.
I think Dave's right. I think
and,
was nominated
the,
or something.
The one.
And Rocksteady's the studio that won, by the way.
No, yeah, I saw
they
that.
Won Studio
just, that was
year.
The only one
yeah.
that they won.
It's all wrong. Some of it I can believe is by vote. Some of it I could even believe is by merit. But it's essentially just distributed in such a way
mm-hmm.
that all perceived subsets of enthusiasts are serviced a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like, well, that's even worse, you know? Like, if this was nothing but the Axe Awards or the Quadruple X, you know,
yeah.
Kablamo Extreme Awards, or like whatever the fuck Spike even is anymore. If it was the Titty Awards, like
you know, that's next year.
I can get behind that.
EA's gonna win. EA's gonna win.
EA is gonna win the Titty Awards
between Saboteur
and Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno. Yeah.
And they've got a whole fucking year to come out with more right? of titties.
But I mean, like, if it was
I'm
any of these other things,
I'm a fan of titties.
I could sort of accept that. It's like, well, you are very much what you are. But this one was just like, you know, Jack Black wins best voice, Flower wins the best.
Fuck that, yeah.
Like, independent
game fueled by Dew.
Yeah. First off,
if there was ever a game that was not fueled by Dew,
yeah.
it was Flower.
No, no, no. It's fueled by literal Dew.
I see. They just misconstrued yeah, the Dew they were talking
no,
about.
No, they're just. Clearly, they're infinitely more clever than we gave them credit. I just. The whole thing is so incongruous and unbelievable. It's just preposterous. And it's like, you don't even know what you're doing. Like, the South Park Tower defense game. I'm like, seriously?
What was the one Hugh Jackman won, like, two awards? He had, like, best male performer best cast or something. It's like, you should
Yeah, yeah, that game got best cast. Above Batman, like...
Yeah.
Hell above Ghostbusters, for fuck's sake.
What the fuck was even up with those categories? Best performance by a human male?
Yeah, right.
As opposed to the best voice by... What? A cyborg male?
Stephen Hawking.
Well, I said the same thing. I was like... Yeah.
They know that Mark Hamill doesn't actually have, like, a robot hand, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Well, you have best voice actor, which mixes both male and female. Claudia Black was nominated, so was Jack Black. But then you have
Why
best...
the fuck couldn't they stick him in the other category with all the other fucking actors?
Oh, no, because they have to have him open the show and be... part of me goes conspiracy theory on this shit and be like, they promised you this award if you would host the other thing, you know. You host last year's VGAs when your game doesn't come out until almost a year after those air, so that you can highly promote a Brutal Legend. But it doesn't come out until after a year.
Strictly speaking, that is technically a conspiracy, but it's hardly like a shadowy conspiracy. I would say that that's clearly what happened.
Right. So they said, if you'll host this, we'll give you the award for best voice actor, because obviously that's all you did in the fucking thing. We'll give you the award for best voice actor next year.
Not very well. Everybody else on that nominee list deserved that award more than him.
And I know, as much as everybody thinks I got the hard on for Nolan, which I do, I was still pulling for Mark. Really pulling for Mark on that one.
I mean, whatever. It's our job this time of year to bitch about these awards.
That's what we do every year.
At the very least, I think we track its progress or its growth or its, you know, mutation.
Yeah, go back and listen to our show.
Growth is necessarily the right word. But, like I said, I still sort of stick to the fact that the worst thing about it was that it was better. And that it gained, like, a little bit of traction. And we all hated it a little bit less. So.
And get better presenters.
Yeah, I guess.
Get presenters who know what the fuck they're talking about. God, what the fuck are you putting Mike Tyson on the goddamn stage for?
Because it's
Mike
TV.
I get that.
And the
that's
people
the
that were
to,
with
that's
him.
That's the answer
the,
to every question I have about this fucking thing. Because it's Spike TV. Any type of question. Why did Jack Black win? Because it's Spike TV. You know, why did Megan Fox win? Because it's Spike TV. That's the answer. That's the answer to all of this shit. Is because it's Spike TV. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then again, why do we have video game awards? Because it's Spike TV.
We need.
They do the same thing with horror movies every
year. We don't need video game awards.
It's like, it's terrible.
We don't need them at all.
That's probably the right answer.
We don't need them at all.
Nope.
I will say I would be more interested in
awards. Retailers need them.
I would be more interested in awards based on
do you buy GameStop?
Based on the choice of an academy of a bunch of people in the industry voting.
Yeah, no.
As corrupt as an academy is always going to be, as sticky a voting body as an academy will always be, I guess I should say, not necessarily openly corrupt, but Motion Picture Academy Arts and Sciences and hoo-ha's or whatever. Like, whatever the fuck they call themselves. They work along very predictable lines. They don't award the best movie to the best movie.
Right.
But, certainly an air of legitimacy there. But, again, referring back to, what I believe should be the new strict rule, we don't need you. We don't need your movie stuff. We've learned enough from you. Like, everything that you had to teach us, I think we've learned. I'm not saying that there never was anything. I'm just saying that, the last time we met, we were the learner. Now we're the master. So, fuck off. We don't need your award shows. We need to do something better. Anyway. Is this what we're doing all night? Are we passing fucking notes around class?
He got me the list of games that came out in 2003.
Well, why did you say that?
Because I'm trying to find something that would make any sense as to... Because Call of Duty came out that year, 2003. But, of course, that was on the PC, and these were
the... Yeah, nobody likes the PC.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to find something that
best PC game was Windows 7.
Crimson Skies, High Road
Memtest 86 Plus.
Beyond Good and Evil.
Any game that I can play for my BIOS is good.
But yeah, a lot of, you know that. But that was the game that wins is Madden. So Jesus, there's a lot. It's just through fucking F.
Yeah, let's say there's a next 200 right. Link on there.
Do it. Go.
Go where?
You know where.
Go.
Tweets and emails.
Yeah. Woohoo! All
right, going to the tweets and the emails. Let's see where we left off. Frank J. Cohn writes in and says, sadly, it seems impossible to download the latest show from any of the third world countries I have visited this week.
What? Oh, it's strange. I forgot we hate third world countries. Nah, I don't know.
I don't either. Frank, explain. That'd be nice.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Third world countries.
Just that week.
Normally I would say Alabama. But, you know.
Internet's kind of spotty here. Doogie2K says, so the Borderlands DLC has motherfucking secure ROM on PC. Yes, even the Steam version. What the hell gives, Randy?
I don't think Randy's got any. Randy's out to.
Randy's. Yeah.
That's totally a publisher thing.
No, it totally is, but for God's sake, man, if it is, he needs to say something about it.
Yeah.
He's got no problem saying shit about other things that he has no reason to say stuff about.
That's true.
So when somebody slaps Secure ROM all over his shit, if he doesn't have anything to say about it, like, I love the guy. Like, I've talked at length about that, but he's been running his yap a lot lately. You know, for better or worse, I don't know. He could... If somebody slaps Secure ROM on your shit and you're not the kind of guy who historically likes that sort of behavior, that's the time to run your yap. So.
Senator Spacer says, I got a good laugh out of this. Thought you guys would enjoy it also. Sends us a link to the Virtual Shackles comic, which compares Mirror's Edge and Assassin's Creed.
I like that one. Yeah.
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 Why am I... what the hell was the name of the character in Mirror's Edge? I've totally forgotten.
Faith.
God damn, that's right, Faith. Yeah, but yeah, it shows that one. She stumbles because she's got more button presses. However, they don't go into the fact that Faith goes where you want her to go.
Yeah, pretty much. Somebody needs to do an answer comic.
Yeah.
Iron Pass says, kudos to whoever convinced Microsoft they needed to pay for someone to record a song called Would You Like to Blow Shit Up With
Me? Yeah, I was
going to
say, that was the only good part about the
That was the best part, yeah. Iron Past also says, since Agent Fox does most of the reviews on COG, have you ever considered having him as a guest to talk about an upcoming review? Just now.
We talked about that.
He goes.
We've talked about crossovers. I'll say that we haven't talked about things that specifically.
He blows through those games quick, and by the time that we would actually have him on the show, by the time you would hear the show, his review would already be out there for you, but. We've thought about that. I don't think... Did he ever call into... I think he called into the show one time.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
And I don't think he actually likes being on the show. Not. I don't think he doesn't like the show. I didn't think he actually liked calling in or anything.
It was his bag.
Yeah, so...
It's okay.
Doing things over the phone is I don't like being kind on of the tough, show. Considering how used we are to doing stuff face-to-face.
Yeah.
It really is. We've Unless it's an interview, we've really broken the mechanism for having people join in by creating what we have here.
Yeah, which brings us to another comment that Manuals Inc. wrote in and said, I don't ever watch the webcam. Do you still even do it? You guys should take a pic of everyone in the studio tonight, which we did, and sit back out over Twitter.
We don't do the webcam, but... might see some video type stuff from us at some point.
Yeah, we might do that again at some point. Something like it, something more fun.
Yeah.
Something smaller, faster, more alive.
Manuel Zink says, is there an over under on what time someone from the radio station will interrupt?
We are strangely unperturbed.
Got away with it tonight so far.
This is a rather unmolested. Thing.
Lavo says, oh, wow, you weren't kidding about the space after he looked at the...
Yeah, no, we don't have much of it.
Suave Peanut, Ryan, says, I guess it isn't a bad thing that I couldn't make it down this week. There would be no room in there.
Marry a room.
We'll make room for you. Come on.
You sit on Scott's lap.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I know. I totally like, smelled it coming from over there. I'm like, nope, this one's mine.
Too slow.
Brock Wagner asks, Spigot asks, have any of you had a chance to play Silent Hill Shattered Memories on the Wii?
No! I want to, badly. Oh. But God damn it.
No combat, but...
Insert Vader main pick.
Yes. no combat, but incredibly creepy atmosphere.
No combat can often mean...
Incredibly creepy. Yeah. Because you know you have no way to defend yourself.
And it's probably the only way I can think of to make the original game even more terrifying. Than it was. Yeah.
That was all the tweets. All right. I got. So, on to the emails. Alan Katman writes in and says, hey guys, Alan from Australia here, just letting you know that Serious Sam HD on PC is really, really fun.
Yeah, I read that. Oh, man, my finger was hovering above the... The only reason I didn't get it is because none of you assholes, like, have a PC that would run it, and that shit's all about co-op.
I remember playing the original in 2001, and it's still fun today. Love it. Me and my friend Paul finished it in one sitting. Bring on the second encounter. All the best, and keep up the awesome show.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And I will probably buy it, but I... It's like some of you guys hadn't played it. When it comes out on the 360, I think that'll be a good buy. Like, a good fun four-player co-op romp thing. It's totally stupid. I think you'll enjoy it a lot, so... I'm going to go that route.
David P. writes in to us and says, I got Mirror's Edge in via Gamefly a few days before I listened to the Super Pope episode, and I found that several of James' observations mirror mine. No pun intended. I found parts of the game very interesting and fun. When I knew where I was going, I loved the running and jumping, and I thought the first-person view was a novel way to approach a platforming game. However, I was quickly frustrated by sections where I didn't know where to go and found myself riddled with bullets before I could figure out the best or only path. If the combat was a bit more robust, I may not have minded taking out a few blues while I found the correct path, but I agree with James that there should have been a path, even a tough one, to avoid combat. If the game had a few small tweaks, such as a hint mode showing you the path to take and ways to avoid combat, I think I would have liked it. As it stands, it is in the envelope heading back.
The more I think about it, the more I believe that game would have done well with virtually no combat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there were times when I think that when that game was at its absolute fucking best, I guess it had two high points. One, when you were just, like, sailing along and could really kind of tell where to go and it was just unimpeded. The other was seeing those tracers fly all around you. Like, seeing the bullets ricochet off of the environment around you, and knowing, like, if I stop, I'm dead. If I stop, I'm dead. If I stop, I'm dead. I just gotta go.
Yeah,
where? Holy shit, panic,
us.
Panic, oh, panic, no. Panic, panic. Like, and you're always in this, like, crazy, scrambling, wall-scratching panic.
Yeah.
And, like...
Because there were a few times you get into some weird zone where it's like, yep, I know where I'm going, yeah. hitting this, even
and it was just
being chased.
And in those perfect moments when you didn't know what you were doing, but you just sort of trusted... You trusted the design in such a way that you're like, I'm in a panic. If I stop, I'm dead. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go, and I'm going to jump. And, like, every jump was a Hail Mary jump. Mm-hmm. Everything was a live or die jump. And it was like, and then when it kind of worked out, you got this really great sort of rolling, boiling kind of excitement, you know, and your heartbeat would speed up, and, like, it was good. Those moments did not last. And they were usually kind of terribly interrupted by making a wrong jump, you know, down to the street or something like that. But
followed by death.
But they were good. If they can figure out how to make that happen more, they got a serious winner in the second game.
Doogie2K writes in. Jason says, "Hey all, so I'm stuck in a hotel last weekend, December 5th, because we're snowed in, and I'm watching TLC because there's fuck all else to do." And I've got this show called Invasion of the Christmas Lights on in the background while I stare at the ceiling. I see the credits at the bottom of the screen at the end, and who is the narrator? None other than friend of the show, Nolan North. Just thought I'd pass that note along.
In case... What?
the hell was the show called?
Invasion of the Christmas Lights.
Really? Yeah.
That's what he said.
What the hell would that even be about?
I don't know.
Sounds insane.
He was in the Watchmen game, too. Looked that up on IMDb earlier.
Who was Damn it. Who did he voice in the Watchmen game?
I don't recall.
Again, the amount of games that motherfucker was in, he probably should have won the award. But, anyway. Just thought I'd pass that note along in case anyone else feels like surfing the Eccentric People channel to find it again.
Yeah, I actually... Even if it wasn't Nolan North, it'd be like
Invasion of the Christmas Lights.
That sounds badass. I know it can't be because it was on TLC, but...
Paul writes in and says, "Hey guys, hope you're doing well, enjoying the show as always, so keep it up. My question regards the PS3, a system... RJ. My question regards the PS3, a system which I have just purchased today, in fact. I've been listening to a lot of PS3 talk over the last few months and finally decided it was time to pick it up. I already own the 360 and PC, my primary platform, but now the PS3 has enough exclusives to warrant a purchase." Yes, it does. Like I said, I'm really only buying the PS3 to play the exclusives, and I'm aware of the majority of the big-name titles, and I'm already planning to get the Uncharted's, Infamous, Little Big Planet, etc. I'm wondering if you have any recommendations for things which aren't so well-known or possibly some good PSN titles. Thanks again, and I hope you all have a great Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, well, if you're hitting the...
We talked about a little bit earlier about Demon's Souls. That's one.
Demon's Souls is one. Big investment. If you haven't played it already, one of the things I always recommend that I consider, I mean, not necessarily novel, but it's a cross-platform title, but that I think is uniquely superior on PlayStation, which is Burnout.
Mm.
Burnout Paradise. And you can do a direct download of it. A far superior game on the PS3 than it is on to the 360 version. Infamous, of course.
Yeah. Yep. Heavenly Sword, give it a shot. Give it a rent, anyway. If it's down in price.
So. It's not down in price. It's fucking Jesus, Sony. I don't know.
It will be.
Fuck. Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank. God damn.
Fuck. Most definitely.
Resistance.
Yeah.
Not bad. Split screen co-op, if that's something that you care about. Killzone 2, it's riddled with issues, but fucking God, dude, seriously, I'm not kidding. Brown. Didn't know brown could be so pretty. God damn it, that was a pretty brown game. It really was, dude. I'm not kidding you.
What else? Any good?
What?
Train? Was that any good? It's a PSN game.
What was it called?
Train? It's like a side-scroller?
Trine.
Oh, Trine.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. No, I didn't play that.
No, I didn't either.
Pixel Junk?
That's one I was looking for,
too. Yeah, Pixel Junk Eden was nice. Pixel Junk Shooter I haven't played, but...
Yeah, they both thought well of. Clearly Flower.
Flower. I liked Flower.
Yeah. You know what? Little Big Planet.
But he said that.
He said that one. Oh, did he?
Okay. Uncharted's Infamous, Little Big Planet.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. Yeah, that one actually should be kind of high up. Like, it's weird, but we've said this before, and I'll just reiterate it because a lot of times it doesn't necessarily penetrate. Like, if it's referring to something that you don't necessarily have, but PS3 exclusives to a great degree really seem more experimental and more aggressive in certain ways than the 360 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
360 exclusives are like shooters, you know. PS3 exclusives are like crazy shit a lot of times.
Well, I mean, I haven't played it and I've heard good things, but Fat Princess.
They miss the mark a lot, but they're shooting hard. Yeah. You know, they're doing stuff, and I think when all is said and done, I will have gained more for the PS3 exclusives I spent time with. And even though I do not own it, I am sort of proud on their behalf of Little Big Planet. It's weird, you know? But, you know, we need more of that on the whole. That's a big one. There's a lot of stuff on the network that I just haven't paid attention to and bought enough stuff there. Sadly, I think I'm actually really, really trained by the point system on Microsoft's side.
For me, another PSN title, Zen Pinball, which is made by the same guys that made Pinball Effects on the 360. They are not the same tables. They have different tables for the different systems, so that's another one there. A couple other games I picked up by I'm trying to remember the developer, but they do a lot of these little PSN games. Tiki, I believe, is the name of the developer. I can't remember. They did Cuboid and... it was that breakout game. Magic Ball or something like that. I can't remember what it was called, but they do a lot of that sort of stuff. Ragdoll Kung Fu is free. If you want to pick that up. But yeah, what was another one? Check out, I don't know if it's in full game form, but what's that game called? Last Man or...
The Last Guy.
Yeah, The Last Guy.
That's, again, this goes back to their the PSN exclusives are just, they're out there more. They're kind of on that edge of, like, let's think outside the box and then let's put it out here and see what happens to it. And The Last Guy is a damn prime example of how that works. Wipeout.
Another one.
Go for that if you like racing. Paul is from Australia as well. He says, P.S., this does mean you all probably will be receiving friend requests on the PSN from MD_Paul.
Yep.
As long as no one has taken my customary name. If they have, I'll just have to make a variation on Fishbang.
Hey,
I hear
you.
There's a few of them on the PSN.
God damn it.
Which, didn't you run into a problem on Google Wave?
Or? Yeah, some ass. Like, apparently you don't just use your email address on Google Wave. You actually pick a name, and somebody would pick Straximus.
Come on, Google. Come on,
good
man.
Goddamn well that, like, that wasn't an accident.
Whatever. That's.
I just made that shit up. So, I mean, come on, man.
Let's see. Craig E. writes, so this is a great email. I'm glad he did the legwork on this. Craig E. writes in and says, 2010 has to be the biggest year of gaming. Here we go. Bayonetta, Mass Effect 2, Final Fantasy 13, Dante's Inferno, Dark Void, Bioshock 2, Splinter Cell Conviction, Heavy Rain, God of War 3, and that's within the first 3 months of the year.
That's not even remotely all of them.
No.
We've had AVP added.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darksiders is significant enough to warrant a mention.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, seriously, like, no bullshit. I know, right? Like, I'm sorry. 2 years ago, we brought this whole thing up, and it was like, you fucking bastards, start releasing your shit in the first quarter of the year.
They were like, you fucking bastards. We ain't got time to play the shit you released in the first quarter of the year.
I mean, everybody. Yeah.
But he's not done. Add on to that, a game that I've just become very interested in, Red Dead Redemption.
Man, that's what I was fucking forgetting. You watch that fucking trailer?
Yeah.
Fuck! I know I wanted to mention it because you specific. I'm sorry, I'm going to sidetrack here because I don't want to fucking forget
it. That's fine. No, I'm
but
all ready
you
to
talked
talk about
that. Like Saboteur mm-hmm. aping GTA,
right?
And it's like, well, we got to find a new way to do that. And I'm done. I'm done with GTA. I don't want to do this anymore. And their trailers, like, have you guys watched it? Do you watch it?
Yeah.
It's this weirdo, like. It's a weird trailer, dude. It's not like a normal trailer. It's actually a damn near perfect trailer. It's,
Are we talking about the first trailer, or are we talking about that gameplay?
No, the one that just came out.
The one where the narrator's like...
But it's like 4 minutes long, and there's like a narrator, but he's not an in-game narrator. He's like... It's kind of like a Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom narrator.
Not kidding.
Yeah, and he's talking about like all of the features of the game.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, with very little detectable bullshit. And it's like 4 minutes of, look at our game. And I was like, all right, I don't like cowboys. I mean, like, I like me some Outlaw Josie Wales, you know. I can kind of understand it, but none of us really grew up in a place where the Wild West was
right.
relative to our interests. Young Guns. Like, I'm all over some Young Guns. Hey,
yeah,
dude,
totally.
Seriously. I'm all over, like, some Tombstone, you know? And, like, that's fun. But that's bullshit. And, like, so I was like, I'll watch this thing, man. And, like, halfway into it, I was like, fuck. That was good.
I know.
And it's like, but I know what it is. It's GTA with horses, but it looks really good. And it looks better. Like, I was like, I think they just made this whole thing, this whole style of gameplay better. And they did it with horses and shit.
Like, they did it with a rope and a knife. And I was like, this is... Damn it. Oh, like, yeah. So, like, I'm not kidding. Like, that game looks... That game looks fucking serious.
It does.
I like it.
I
a lot.
Yeah.
And you should watch that trailer, because it's the craziest thing, man. It's not the way we're used to... It's not
I
like...
got it pulled up right now.
Nobody's like, you know, wiping their dick all over it. And it's also not like...
And the voice guy's not being like, you know, extreme and whatever. I mean, it sounds like a... Sounds like a guy who knows what the fuck he's talking about as far as, like, the setting that they put him in.
Yeah, and he doesn't get all, like, rootin' tootin' cowboy on you, you know, or anything like
Howdy,
that.
Howdy, partner!
Yeah.
Care hey, for not, some redemption?
Yeah. Which, okay, would be pretty funny. But, like,
I'll revoice it.
I need to get Rodney to do it. He does this whole cowboy thing in the show we're doing right now. He plays, like, Red Rider or whatever. Yeah, it's a BB gun or whatever. It's like during one of the dream sequences, Ralphie lets his gun. That's what being a cowboy's all about. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's what you'd expect. Or like some like overly like really melodramatic shit, you know? Like a cinematic trailer. That's not what this was. This was like documentary trailer. But not
Is
not
it loaded? You got it pulled up?
Not yet.
We'll take a look at it afterwards, because yeah. I got a couple others queued up that we don't want to get on the same page.
I just wanted to put that guy's voice out there. But anyway.
No, but it was just damned interesting. And I didn't want to be interested. I didn't want to do it. Like, I didn't want to give a fuck about a Rockstar open world game. I didn't give a shit what kind of conveyance you stole. I didn't fucking care. But, like, you know, you fucking dragging that dude behind his horse with the rope,
mm-hmm.
and like...
After
he shot him in the leg. And he like jumped off the horse and like roped that motherfucker up and then tied that fucking rope to the saddle horn and then rode off. Because like, fuck you, you know? And like, walked up to that dude and like fucking pistoled him right in the gut, you know? And
yeah.
The whole thing of... there was something about the way, like, the way that the dude walked and the way that... This is stupid, okay? I have a lot of respect for what they've done with him, because everything that he was using in the course of this trailer was on him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he pulled out his equipment from, like, invisible,
yeah,
infinitely sized bag.
It wasn't.
It's like when he pulled out his
Looney Tunes. It
yeah,
was all,
when know. He pulled out his lasso, like he pulled it off of his belt, and, like it's hanging there off of his belt, and his like. He's got a little side pouch, and then he's got his, like, his pistol over here where it is. And
he's
got
wearing his fucking cargo pants. So he's
yeah.
Not-
And his Winchester is on a thing in the back, and he's got his ammo there. And, like, his knife, you know, is, like, sitting right here. Like, it all looked... There was some sort of care taken to express item management in relationship to the character itself. And there was something very subtle about that. And they showed him, like, walking around, you know, and the stuff is just, like... The lasso and the gun really slapping his side, and there was something very subtle in it. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And the frame rate wasn't necessarily great in all the places, but we're pretty early on. But there was like,
we're walking
shot
into a barn,
dude,
we're shot in.
Yeah, that shot when he walked out of the barn,
mm-hmm.
he was walking like out of a barn, and you could kind of look out over the prairie and see the mountains in the distance, and there were like storm clouds rolling in, and the lightning was in those clouds, and I was like, oh, wow, You just hit me with a little Pale Rider right there. You know? I was like, damn it. Oh, you motherfuckers. I know what you're doing. You got me. You got me. It's too late. I can't get away from you now, but I know how you did it. You know? You went back to every Western I ever actually liked.
Mm-hmm.
Not the boring, shitty ones. You went back to the good stuff, and you're, like, starting to pull all that shit out, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Didn't go to the John Wayne's.
That's crazy.
It's like I said in the thread about that. I said, it needs more swear engine. There is no swear engine in it, but it needs more.
That was a little gun.
Hmm?
It was more swear engine in, like, gun, I think.
I never played gun.
I didn't either, but I watched somebody play some of it, and I think it was a guy that was kind of, whatever, doesn't matter. You want more swear engine in your, never mind, move on.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm watching the trailer right now. Did you guys see where he's like shooting at the bear and then he's fighting off the dog at one point?
Yeah, he's like on Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Good, man. It looks good. Like, they think they got it, and I didn't believe that they would.
Where's your audio?
Let it be. Let's go on. We'll watch it later.
Okay, so add on to that, the Red Dead Redemption, The Last Guardian, Crysis 2, Max Payne 3, Halo Reach, Call of Duty Vietnam, or whatever Treyarch is up to, Quantum Theory, Alan Wake, Crackdown 2, Fallout New Vegas, No More Heroes 2, Brink, Deus Ex 3, Dead Space 2, Lost Planet 2, StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty, Singularity, Army of Two, The 40th Day, Bad Company 2, Alpha Protocol, Dead Rising 2, Epic Mickey, Guild Wars 2. I think he just threw that in to throw us off.
That's the laugh line.
Gran Turismo 5 and World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus Christ, he goes on to say. 07 was a lot of fun, but a bit top-heavy for the holidays. 08 really only had GTA 4 in the spring, a few big things in the summer, and yet another heavy holiday release schedule. 09 felt a lot better, with a good collection of games throughout the year, including actual late spring summer game releases. What I'm trying to say is, 2010 is certainly the biggest year of gaming, but is it too much? How many of these games do we expect to be pushed to 2011? Are these delays standard, like the most likely Rockstar scheduled Max Payne date push, or are the game delays in 2010 simply going to be a holy fuck, the entire year is far too goddamn full? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that
I think a lot of those that are scheduled for later in the year will get pushed back.
I don't think that many of them, though. All right, first off, half that fucking list, mm-hmm. half of that goddamn list is already confirmed for the first third of the year.
Right.
Secondly, another, I don't know, quarter of that list are things that were pushed back to avoid an already crowded season. Mm-hmm. They're not still being worked on extensively. They just needed to move into a better production window. So, at a certain point, I don't think they're going to get pushed back much further. I think the lion's share of that list, the major bulk, will release next year. Like, and a bunch of them are going to come out in the holidays. A shit ton of them are coming out in the first half. So the real question is, like, is anybody going to bother sprinkling things around between May and, say, August? Right. Like, August, September, that's what Bungie likes. So I'm assuming we can expect that, reach at that time.
All the stuff
of year.
That's not scheduled for, like, the first quarter, the vast majority of that is scheduled for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And of that stuff, I think a fair amount of that will get pushed back.
I don't know. There's not all that much of it, and a lot of those are the result of a lot of those are there because they were pushed back. So, and too many more pushbacks doesn't do anybody any good. You know, they need to get, like, Max Payne. I don't necessarily, I mean, it might, I don't know, but I don't see any reason to expect it to get pushed back further. I think a year is a good amount of time for it to be pushed back. It would never really felt like it was coming out now anyway. I think the reality is that we're going to see most of that, almost all of that this year, and probably a couple other things that are sort of out there in the nebulous reaches of the future, but haven't been nailed down. A couple of those other things will probably, you know, think about stuff that was released in the middle of this past year. Mm-hmm. Now think about this time a year ago. A lot of those things didn't have their date at this time a year ago, but still came out. So, I don't know. And also, a lot of those things are operating on what are, to this point, fairly hard timelines. You know what I mean? Like the next, for example, the next Treyarch game. Like, we're kind of doing this leapfrog thing year by year, end over end, with them. I don't think they want to violate that at all. I think they really want to keep that yearly momentum up. Mm-hmm. I think that Cataclysm has to come out in the fall of next year. Blizzard never gets real talky about that, but with the Warcraft stuff, they're really, like, really specific about their spread. Maybe as far as January, but I doubt it, with as vocal as they've been. And they've also been extremely vocal about StarCraft. So, I don't see that going too far back either. I don't know. Yeah, man, we're going to see most of it. And most of it looks good. I don't even think we're being too hopeful. I think most of it looks incredibly good.
All right.
That's all the emails.
It's all right. It's all right. It's a good round number.
Yeah. So, that's it. Likely won't see you again until after the first of the year.
Yep, probably going to take a a two-week break here.
Yeah, we record on Thursdays. Next two Thursdays are both our Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, respectively. Mm-hmm. We know you guys are busy. You don't necessarily have to sit around waiting on a show. It's possible we might throw something together, but it's doubtful. Nothing really coming out, you know. Mm-hmm. Want to catch up on some gameplay, so.
Catch up on some co-op.
Yep.
So.
We got some things in the works.
I promise I'll have played Spirit Tracks, and so will Dennis by that time. Yeah. Hopefully Shattered.
Hopefully we get some Shattered Memories in.
Yeah.
You.
So. And there you go. So.
Happy whatever.
Yeah. You know. Have a great 2 weeks. And we'll see you next year. Ha ha.
That wasn't, no, dude. We'll see you next decade.
Ah.
Much better. Durr, Swiss Chef.
I'm editing that out.
That's great, Scott. But who are the chefs?
Great. Googly moogly. Googly moogly.
Happy holidays, folks. Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Bye.
That's what being a cowboy's all about. Yeah. Yeah.